Okay, it's pretty much like, well, five of these sites were legitimate child porn. One was questionable, so we killed them. Good! Sounds like the direction I want to go.
You know, when you're puking and a piece of egg, like the size of a large marble, comes out of your nose...
You should chew better.
I had really finished puking until the piece of egg came out of my nose, and then I had to, you know...
Is it like 20, 30 chews per mouthful?
I think you should chew more.
No, you should... You've seen me eat!
I'm Bart Simpson.
Lyle.
And what do you both do?
I sing and play guitar. I write all the music, produce... Basically do everything.
Yeah.
He's just my lackey.
Well, basically, they're working me like a slave, you know. If they worked me any harder, I'd...
And that was Uncle Dak. Disclaimer, that's Uncle Dak's viewpoint. Does not reflect the viewpoint of this station or anybody else on the station.
Or its affiliates.
Or the
Dr. Pepper does not endorse Dak.
Wanted to say that he writes rules or what?
No, actually, I want to mention something else. I want to let the people know that I am still working on the story I've been writing.
Oh, that's right, too. You were doing Cult Fiction. Oh, I swear to God. But, yeah, that's probably the most pissed off I have ever been on a show.
Oh, we just timed down, do money shots all night all over. Send it to his wife.
Are any of our listeners with me in thinking right now at this moment that we've all slipped into an alternate universe?
The guy looks
exactly like you, wore army pants, army camouflage stuff.
Give me a song.
I could remember it, but I'm basically like...
Listen to the car.
You know, the wife says, no weapons in the house! Yeah, well, when my 16-year-old daughter is in the next room and I hear five guys kick in my front door and I pull a 12-gauge out from underneath the bed, she's not going to be complaining too much.
Yeah, the Bare Naked Ladies, they're a hardcore communist.
No.
Who here, raise your hand, be honest, be completely honest.
Okay.
Who here had a brain cell when they were 16?
You know, I'm wondering if one day I will be cryogenically frozen by all the members of cult. Whether I want to be or not.
He must survive.
I'll be like, this is cool. And then I'll show up to Sean Reason.
Well, we
have you now.
The time has come.
The time has come, Sean. What are you doing? It's for the betterment of our humanity.
Step.
Oh, what the fuck? Inject.
We only need his brain.
I'm really... Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, but people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now when all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
And here we are,
back once again.
It's the Unstoppable.
Oh, God, when will this end?
I don't think there's an expiry date on What the Hell.
I don't think there is either.
There's definitely a best before date.
And going. We're past the best before.
It will go as long as
necessary.
It'll go. The question is not how long are you, how far are you willing to go? The question is.
Your microphone is off.
Somebody's microphone is off. Your mic is off.
Your mic is off. It'll go until
switch.
Clarence gives Evil James.
Is there a switch on it?
Okay. It's me. You can't hear me since I have no voice.
Hello.
There we go.
There we go.
That's much better.
There we go.
Not your fault.
Can they hear us?
All my fault.
Can you hear us?
He actually took
his own
blame.
You expired in 1985.
You expired in 1985.
We're way past two.
Oh. Are we like chunky milk?
Solid.
I've heard like milk solids. You know they make milk jugs out of milk solids?
I've heard like 200.
I've heard milk solids.
I've heard like milk comedians doing yummy. This joke for years, but like what happens when sour cream goes bad?
Dutch. You know what fucks me up? When you look on the packages and it says shit like may contain.
May like, contain traces
like,
of peanuts.
Like fucking like, what? Like you're not sure?
We don't
like,
know what we put in our product.
Like, may contain Murray. We can't find him anywhere in the factory.
He hasn't showed up for his check.
In lot number 7959743, I think Murray's probably within 7 million chocolate bars. So, you know,
hey, if you open up your chocolate bar and find Murray, you win!
That's great. Our new chocolate bars now include fillings already for you. Absolutely. You imagine that open, rip it open. It's like that fucking guy who got the chicken head.
Open
up the McDonald's box, you had a deep fried chicken head.
But you don't understand. The most important ingredient in making a hot dog taste great are the rat feces.
Yes.
The rat feces.
They took them out, people noticed.
They stopped buying rat feces.
Well, it didn't taste as much like meat anymore. You know?
It wasn't as meaty, you know, those rats get. Tasty.
Well, it
so
gives that
yummy.
Fresh aged taste, you know.
I want to get those George Foreman lean mean grilling machines. Those things fucking own. And then why bother? Like, if you're going to be a meat eater, why don't we all just start eating rats and cats and dogs and shit?
Go extreme.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just fucking.
There's extreme sports.
You want to piss off your girlfriend? You want to piss off the girlfriend? Eat her fucking cat.
I thought it would bring closure to our relationship.
Besides which fact, you don't see Chinese people with mad cow. There's a reason for this.
Yeah.
Meow,
they eat all
meow.
The fucking cats.
Meow.
It's like nobody ever offed a dog because of that mad cow either. Seriously, it's like, you know, I just want to be friends. That's all right.
Do you know what the most popular toy in Britain is right now?
That chick from fucking the Spice Girls?
No. Oh, I almost missed that one. No. There is this thing. It's called Bessie the Mad Cow. It's this little toy with a cow with its tongue sticking out of the side of its mouth. And when you squeeze pull one of the hooves, the whole thing shakes and vibrates.
I'm not making this up. It's for real.
Really?
Yes.
That's somebody find that.
That's
somebody.
Dark Bessie the psychotic fucking cow coming in from, you know, the east or whatever.
That's hilarious.
I saw this in the newspaper. I laughed my ass off.
Bessie the mad cow.
That's impressive.
That's what people do. Right? They just sit there and they just, you know, make fun of fucking shit. I mean, it's just like when the space shuttle blew up. Fucking tragedy. Tragedy.
Yes.
Boom! People are like, his eyes were blue. One blew this way, one blew that way.
How many astronauts can you fit in an ashtray?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking, it's brutal. NASA, need another seven astronauts. Need another shuttle also, you know? Like, fuck, it was brutal. There were so many.
And those came out, what, 15 seconds after the shuttle blew up?
15 seconds. Yep.
15, and not only that, you notice how the camera was on the students watching the teacher go up? Until it exploded, and then it didn't show the students anymore, because, you know, there was one fucking guy who was like, you know, would have been wearing the cult shirt going, yeah, Mary!
Fireworks, cool!
She's a fucking bitch!
I always hated her.
I hated that fucking cow.
Fail me now, will you?
I did it!
There's one kid with a 2600 shirt closing the laptop. Oh.
Muffin!
NASA owns Jews! Biatch! Pardon me while I spray paint in upper and lower case. So, anyway.
That's good. Let's go around the room.
Let's go around.
Use here.
Please spin me right round, baby. It's
right
fucking
round.
Empty.
It is.
Yeah, it's very
empty room tonight.
We're rattling around
Drex
like,
did say
like
he
a
was
piece
not
in
showing
our
up.
Fucking head.
Drex told me. Yeah. What is going on? It's something about tonight. Hmm. They're all doing their late Christmas shopping or something.
Maybe they just gave up on us.
Yeah, they said, fuck this.
Maybe they're like, fuck this is stupid, I'm not going to. This rant radio thing's fucking gay.
I gave it 2 years, fuck it.
Hi, bad folks. They found out we actually
do worship Cthulhu.
Yeah.
They all thought it was a joke, but they found out.
Maybe they all saw my post on the site. Oh, we should talk about my Cthulhu busting adventure. That
sure.
You got to blow up. You got to bust Cthulhu.
What's that?
Oh no!
They
yeah.
will.
Sweet.
Oh, by the
Sean
way,
Sean has found a Cthulhu.
I did a little digging for you on that.
No,
okay. We'll get into that.
Living room.
All right. Well, so we'll go around the room here, starting with Ronan Medic.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I am here.
Okay. And.
And then we have 200% Sexy.
PBM.
PBM, yes, he's all good. Okay.
Beep, beep.
Every fucking time he does that, my headphones get moist. It's disgusting.
Tripping.
Anything.
I do it just for you, Dak.
Everything he does it for you.
Your Uncle Dak is screwed. Look at this. The pan down. Show them how pathetic I truly am.
Oh, no.
Look at this. I have to fucking go to
work.
Oh,
is that your KKK outfit?
Yes.
Oh, no, wait. That's a security guard cross.
That's his,
never mind.
It's not that outfit.
I have to fucking go to work right after the show.
Oh. That one's at the cleaner's.
Talk about a whitewash.
It's hard to get those bloodstains out of the white sheets, isn't it?
Well, actually, no. It's not really the bloodstains. It's the charcoal from the crosses.
And then we got... and then we have...
I don't mind burning crosses.
Thank you. Yeah. They're not burning. They're ignited. Okay.
They
I've
were
always wondered,
like that way when we found them.
I've always wondered why Dak always has such bad rope birds on his hands.
That's the other thing that really weirds me out.
Hi, folks. There's enough ginkgo in this tea to off a horse. Or a cow with mad cow. Anyways, either I'm going to die or my IQ is going to go up 10 points.
That's fair, cop.
Will
okay.
you notice the difference?
And, well, actually, you won't notice the difference because you don't know what he's talking about half the time now. Anyway, so, I mean, hi, it's me. It's Sean Kennedy. Fucking
Sean
man. With nice hair. This is my nerd
Ooh,
office
it is
hair.
Very styly there.
Nice hair today. This is Sean sporting nice hair.
It's broken down.
Hi there.
He's going with the office
hi there.
Hair.
This is my 1980s kind of wavy kind of motif. Duran Duran hair going.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Fluff it down so I got like that.
Fluff it up a little bit more.
Oh.
Go Simon LeBon.
At least an inch higher.
Oh, yeah. And we could like fluff it all down. So this way is my mock faux.
Oh, make
faux,
me beautiful.
You know, skunk kind of hair. Give me a Duran Duran song. What's a Duran Duran song? And I'm lost in the crowd and I'm on the hunt down after you. That'd be awesome. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hungry like a bleach bond fuck. Okay, so... There we go. And carrying right along, we also have... SK needs a goatee. That'll be the fucking day. And we have...
Samarian.
Yeah, that's his name. My longtime friend and compatriot.
That's,
yep.
That's a pleasant
long.
Image. Sean
yeah.
with a goatee. Look, it's the evil Sean
of
the other universe.
I tried to grow a beard once. You know that? I did. And as a matter of fact...
How'd that work out?
My beard and mustache are red. Like, bright red.
Same here.
Kind of bright red.
Like
they're
Ronald,
a little bit red.
No, like Ronald McDonald red.
Just
like,
same,
I'm serious. It's
same
like Dr. Pepper red, yes.
Same here. I don't know. I think it's because we're both
Chuck.
Fucking Irishmen or something like
no,
that.
No, it's because, well, everyone in my family has red hair. Except for me, because, like, my great-grandmother was raped by a Portuguese sailor, apparently, and fucking Portuguese. No, but seriously, that's apparently it. So everyone in the family's got red hair, except for one member of the family who's, like, a throwback genetically to this fucking Portuguese guy. So
what you're saying is you're a genetic throwback.
Apparently, yeah.
Girl on the left has...
I believe the term's atavistic throwback.
Atavist. Girl on the left has joined us in the IRC.
Why aren't you here?
Why aren't you here? She's going to listen in, but she can't be here.
I wish
I
could grow
understand.
Facial hair. Why, what happened to your facial hair, Philippe? You get horribly burned in a fire and you can't grow facial hair? Well,
Pseudo says Girl on the Left provides much-needed sanity in the show.
What's that?
Quite possibly. Girl on the Left provides much-needed sanity on the show.
Yes, she
Pseudo
does.
Pseudo says...
So she's not here.
She's not here.
Therefore,
this will be insane.
Therefore, ergo, loss of much needed
loss of
sanity. It should be stated before we get started tonight that I was very seriously considering not showing up. But there's a lot of shows I'm very seriously considering not showing up. But I have to. Otherwise, well, Samarian will kill me. So there's nothing I can do. And, well, you know, it's all fun. Oh, God, there's private messages. Look at them all.
You know, I just had a thought.
What's that?
There's six men who really, when it comes down to it, don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks of them.
Yeah.
Sitting in a room for 3 hours. I give us 2.5 before.
You could take that
wow, that's
to the other room.
You can just touch yourself and think about that shit. I will be in the fridge if you need me.
Sean,
not
right.
thinking about
Sean,
that.
I'll be in the fridge with the Dr. Pepper. Fuck you.
No,
this is my fridge. It's my fridge. Fuck off. Go find your own fridge. There's a bigger fridge in the kitchen. Fuck you.
I get the freezer.
I'm sorry. That's just absolutely brutal.
I want to get this out of the way at the beginning. If anybody wants to come to the Y2K Plus One show, New Year's, We're having it here. Anybody who's within driving distance that can make it to the show, you know, BC, Langley, BC, Canada, can show up and they can sit in on the show live. It's an open house.
And
they can fly for all we care. Yeah.
And not only that, but you will be so disappointed because
it's amazing. Yes.
It's way cooler to listen to the show
than to ever be here.
Than to ever be here, because you're like, wow, look at these guys, they're all so cool, and they're like, wow, here they are, really a bunch of overweight geeky fucks.
They're just grown up nerds. Why
except
are we looking
you,
up to
Anky, except for you?
Well, sip,
well like, he's the other way.
The other way?
Yes.
I'm right. Not the other way. What
you
are you talking about?
You are fucking scrawny.
Yes, I know.
My arm! My arm is thicker than yours. Look at this leg. Look at that leg. Look at that.
Yes.
90% around the leg. He doesn't like being touched either.
Now can you blame
Sam. Everyone who wants me to touch Sam.
But I get all the chicks, so it doesn't matter.
I'd like to revise my 2.5 hour estimate.
You know, it is.
I'm not going to take it off the ass from everyone.
If you don't stop that, I'm going to turn this radio show around and we're going straight home.
Yeah, so if you
don't make me come back there.
Oh, all right, please don't come back here.
No, please, please. Please do not come back here.
If anybody wants to come, ICQ me one.
Anyone wants to come?
Yes, to the show.
Oh,
not at the show.
Please, come on.
To the show.
What is this? What is this, like Americans for Purity now? We need your fucking permission?
Yeah. Yes, please. Written permission from your doctor.
You want to be money shot
ICQ
on.
Number 51-555-8 or info@rantradio.com and I'll set you up on how to get here.
For a good time call.
For a good
call.
Time call. 51-555-8.
I want to see that written on money.
Did you notice that Americans for Purity, their logic there, but because you have someone else there, they're still able to get away with like having like you know having someone give them a blowjob or something like
what
that?
What the hell are you talking about?
Their loophole?
Their loophole.
As long as you don't masturbate.
As long as you don't masturbate, you know, that's a crime.
Have sex with hookers.
If you have sex with someone else, it's okay no matter what you do. You know, like come on their face. Give you a blowjob, whatever.
No, I think you're not even supposed to pull out. I think that's the whole idea.
No, that's a Christian idea, but they're saying that the hormones...
I think that's a Catholic idea.
Catholic, yeah.
It's a Catholic idea, yeah.
And I don't actually think... I believe that blowjobs are actually sodomy.
No, they're not. Actually, they...
Yes, they are, because there's a guy in jail in middle America for sucking on his wife's tits.
Really?
Sucking on his tits?
Yes, yes, it's true. It was on W5. This motherfucker.
Somebody find me that story.
This guy went to jail for sucking on his wife's tits. She divorces him because she wants to be a biatch. She charges him with sodomy during the trial. The judge enforces it. He does 5 years. And he is
the
most popular guy in jail because all the really hardcore ass-fuck psycho super cons come up to him and go, "Hey, boy, what are you in for?" And he's like, "Well, what'd you do? I killed 16 people. What'd you do? I sucked on my wife's tits." Are you fucking serious? Man, you got fucked hard already. I'm leaving you alone. Hey, Murray, come on over here.
Murray, nobody touched this guy.
Nobody touched this guy. This motherfucker's in jail for sucking on his wife's tits. Can you believe that shit? Motherfucker,
damn.
God hates your ass. I be feeling sorry for you. Fuck. I mean, I just raped this accountant over on C5. Come on down there. We fucking... I hold his ass. She's the pot. You just pump a little bit. I mean, shit, you're in here for it anyway. You know.
Girl on the left, why aren't you here? You stop this.
Oh, it's brutal. It's
too
fucking
bad.
They're like, Sean's talking about raping accountants.
I forgot all these dudes were all Americans.
There we go.
There they all go.
Bye.
Sex with someone else is just assisted masturbation, goddammit, Evil James says.
I have a real problem. You know what? I don't dig the whole... I don't really understand this whole anal sex thing. I don't get that at all.
What is the fetish?
Hey, wait a second. Let's ask the expert.
Go ahead, Enki.
No, really.
No, no.
It's like, okay.
I like the way it makes it easy for me to poo.
Oh, you mean... No, never mind.
The other way around.
I don't even have to grunt anymore. I just sit down and... Whoop, splash!
It's pretty embarrassing when I sneeze, though.
Well, I guess that depends.
It's like fucking slip.
They'll cough.
Yeah.
Anybody got a tampon?
Two, three.
Okay. I think we've rode this, anal sex thing about as far as I want to.
Somebody is phoning on my line.
Someone's
phoning?
Let's
put him on the air.
Let's put him on the air.
Fair enough.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Jen from Foot Locker.
Jen from Foot Locker.
Hi, Jen from Foot Locker. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. You're on the air on an internet radio station.
Wonderful.
So what do you got for us down there, Jen, at Foot Locker?
Well, I'm supposed to get a credit card number.
From who?
From, I need an expiration date, actually.
An expiration date. Oh, okay. This is the place that had
the tills down.
Okay.
Are we going to get Samarian's expiration date on his credit card?
Was it a Visa or a MasterCard?
It was a MasterCard.
Okay.
Let's play Guess That Expiration Date. See who's close enough in the IRC.
We actually get to use it once.
April 2002.
2002?
April, yeah.
Can you do us a favor, Jen, just before you go?
Yeah.
Can you say, this is Jen from Foot Locker? What the hell?
This is Jen from Foot Locker. What the hell?
Atta girl.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What a great girl.
Good sport.
Who wants to ask
their
kills
their
partner?
Yeah, no, she's not listening.
I know she's a cutie. You can just hear she's like, hi, I'm Jen. I should have asked her, can you say I want to get ass fucked? But she would have hung up on us for sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think she would have been able to say that.
She was like 14.
It's
legal
They're guessing my credit card number, no.
Oh, well.
No, you cannot extract the credit card number from the expiration date, no matter how hard you try.
You could.
You could if you were psychic.
Jen sounds
so
masculine.
She sounds so sexy. Is she dating? Look at these fucking bunch of masturbatory fantasy lectures we got in the RSC.
Well, she's in BC, so... What? I can't hear you. Where's your headphones?
I gave them the mic.
Oh,
they're too sweaty and warm.
They weren't that way before Projectile Vomit Man made his vomit noises.
Get her to talk dirty. Everyone's all just fucking...
We've hung up on her.
Well, of course
I know, they're 20 seconds behind. So let's go through the IRC, Sean K.
Well, it's your idea. You do it.
Wow, did that idea ever bounce hard this week?
All right, fuck, I'll do it. Echo, Smokehouse, Shovel, Barf in Your Pants. You said, but hey, Soul Ray, Prosciutto, Apocalypse, Pele, The Oracle, Race... 6969, Oracle, I got your order. Evil James, Linux, Paradox, Josh K, Babs, Integrity, Holy Dio, Tenchi, T-Knight, Cyber Samurai, Girl on Left, Goose Poop, G-Rask, Hungum, Delirium, Moving Shadow, Half-Elf, Infalib Street Preacher, Terrell, Vega Genocide, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Crazy Fuck, Pandora, Romeo Jr., Star Baby, Zerstor, wait a minute, I fucked up there, Romeo Jr., Pandora, Star Baby, White Yukarma, Zerstor, Quote!
Are there, like, space noises in your headphones there, Medic?
As a matter of fact, there
Ronin
are.
Ronin
okay.
Fraud. Down one. I've got to go down. Zandad. Hello, I've got to scroll down now, please.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to figure out. I think somebody's tapping into our signal here.
No. It's the fridge started.
Oh. And we have a Buck-X. Buck Pow. Look at you now. So anyway.
Holy cow.
What are you holy cowing about?
Ooh, space noises.
It's kind
in
of,
the headphones.
It's kind of funky. It feels like I'm playing the Atari again.
Oh, yeah. They're really good. I wish I could record them.
Hey, it's Pac-Man.
Hi, guys. Let's do some crack. Ooh, rock me, Amadeus.
Were you on my bus the other day? It's like
was always never on your bus. Ever. Never happened.
So we're going to do news of the week and see what's happening out in the world.
Sounds good.
And then while I'm playing it, I think I'll try and fix my headphones. Oh. Why can I never find these promos?
Why don't you just play my rant?
There you go.
That'll take just as long.
There you go. And here is a brand
new... The news of the week.
Okay. I found my mic! I'm all fucked up here. Have we got any booze in the house?
Yes.
Yes?
That's in 2 weeks we can drink booze.
Well, you don't have booze here now?
Yes.
Well, where is it?
It's in, like, wine.
Well, let's get into the wine.
Not me, dude.
It sounds like you just did.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Are you okay now?
Here's the news. Yeah, I'm okay now.
Okay.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
And here's the first one.
What do you got? Well,
what do we got here? You got U.S. scooter injuries
rising. A lesson in stupidity.
No, well, okay, this is just fucking dumb.
Oh, my God, people are hurting themselves with these
Look
scooters.
Look how many people are hurting themselves.
So ban bikes, too.
I know, but 27,000 people got hurt on these
hurt.
Stupid things.
Hurt. Define
yeah.
hurt. I fell.
Yeah.
I'm hurt. I bruised myself.
Any hospital emergency rooms. 27,000 people went to a
any
hospital.
Any fatalities?
Any fatalities?
Yes, there's been seven.
Two.
That's two fatalities.
That's almost 1/1,000th the number of fatalities and injuries caused by automobiles in the same period of time.
I know.
Yeah, so, wait. Like, who gets
automobiles are sacred, though. You can't talk about
it's
them.
It's like if a guy rocks up and runs up to another guy with a Razor scooter and doesn't unfold it, smashes him in the head with it, does that mean it's a fucking injury?
Probably.
Yes. I mean,
probably,
come
yes.
on. He hit me with his scooter. He hit me with his scooter. He
probably, they're like transportation and weapons.
They got, he got air off the house and got me in the side of the face with it.
There are. It sounds about right. I mean, I personally crippled about seven of those little bastards on those things.
They count those as injuries.
Oh, yeah. Just stick out your arm. They ride right into it.
Well,
you know, I wish I knew you did that for real because I would respect you more.
Bruise on my elbow.
Bullshit. You mountain bike all over the place. You're not violent.
Forbidden
you're just faking
to review
it.
This page. Oh, and of course, this
shot
is the big
a horse
one.
That's
this somebody
is funny.
The big one.
This is the big one about Alice in was it Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, it was Alice in Wonderland that you're not allowed to read it out loud.
Yes, that's right. You're not allowed to read out loud.
Why?
You're not allowed to read
permissions on Alice in Wonderland. No. We'll go over this. We'll go over
oh,
this.
Good.
I have to read the original thing first. Copy. No text selections may be copied from this book to the clipboard. No printing is permitted of this book. You can't lend this book to somebody. Or give it to somebody else. Give. This book cannot be given to somebody else. Or read aloud. This book cannot be read aloud.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. No more reading aloud. They have copyrighted it and said no.
Now everyone's like, oh, that's so stupid. Obviously it didn't mean that. Obviously. Obviously it didn't mean that. Whoa, wait. Wait now. Okay. Obviously my ass.
Obviously my ass. Yes.
Okay, it's like, these guys are all like, oh, well, you know, who's going to enforce that? Yeah, the thing is they can. There's a guy going to court right now because he copyrighted hyperlinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's still happening. Okay. The patent, whatever. Okay.
Oh, what about one-button shopping? Them copywriting that.
Okay, there's a bunch of shit.
There's a very different, it's a big difference between saying you can't do it and copywriting it and enforcing it.
Yeah.
Just because.
Say copyright again. Say copyright again, motherfucker. I double dog dare you.
Yeah.
Pretty
patent.
Much.
Patent.
Say
it again.
Patent.
Patent.
Say what
patent.
If the government says you're not allowed to say the word water anymore? Oh, they can't enforce that. It's okay. We'll let it go. We won't worry about
exactly,
that. They can't enforce it.
But this is how.
And we're letting these things go.
All I want to know is, where is Pengnor, the golden shovel of the gods, to
okay,
end this?
People are saying, oh, the read aloud thing. That's the text to speech thing. Built into the book. Oh, you're not allowed to press play and do it in public forums or broadcast.
Oh,
okay, that's the read aloud. Fine.
Oh, you
let's
can't
go
do it?
To the other one.
Okay, so you
give. Can't. You're not allowed to give this book to anyone. Okay, you don't own this. You don't own this. You're only allowed to read it your name.
Back, let's go back to the read aloud thing.
Okay.
What do you mean I can't read this aloud publicly?
You can't press play. It's got a text to speech built
yeah,
into
so?
The
Why not?
Into the book.
Why not?
Just like playing
public
playing movies.
Yeah, and why not?
I know. I have problems with that too.
I disagree. I agree with you too. You're preaching to the choir.
Like, fuck you. Fuck your laws.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's called sharing.
Yes.
And
just like I'm not allowed to play music copy like from Marilyn Manson on my radio station. Because
right,
it's copyrighted. You're not allowed to share this music.
That's right, boys and girls. All those lessons your parents tried to teach you as children don't fucking count because they interfere with somebody's profit margin. Fuck you. Fuck
mm-hmm.
your parents.
I am promoting all these bands, yet I'm not allowed to play them. I'm not making any money off of them.
Well, they haven't approached you about that yet, have they?
No, nobody's approached me.
Well,
they haven't said, no, you can't do
well,
that.
Well, I'd like to see Marilyn Manson. No other band is going to go the Lars Ulrich route and, like,
no.
completely fuck
it's
them.
It's not the bands that do
they,
it.
They just sued somebody else, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they sued a Paris perfume maker.
For calling something metallic or something
Metallica.
Like
that? They have a perfume called Metallica. Because everybody
that
knows
translate?
All uptight French women, when they buy a perfume called Metallica, are thinking of kill them all.
Well, Metallica was going to release their own. It's going to smell like sweat. It's cutting into their profit margin.
If it was
going
to smell like anything, it smelled like fucking some monkey's
like,
ass.
Were they planning on putting out a perfume called Metallica?
Metallica cologne.
Well, what else would you put out for a boy band?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're just so fucking brutal. Oh,
you know, this shit's been going on for a while. There was like, this is going back, a company I dig that does games called Palladium Press. Came up with a game called Nightspawn.
Have a copy with it, the Nightspawn title on it.
Todd McFarlane, the creator of Spawn comic book, sued them, saying the use of the word Spawn was strictly limited to his.
Which is completely fucked.
Hello, okay, I looked in the dictionary and
I'll
remember
tell
the
that line. To all the salmon when they run up the river.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sue the fucking salmon.
Sue the dictionaries. They're not allowed to put Spawn in their dictionaries anymore. Yes.
There's an interesting point. When a dictionary prints a definition of a word which happens to match close enough to a trademarked word, can you sue the dictionary for printing it?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you could.
I'm sure you could.
Here's the interesting thing. With the dictionary, like, would Webster's go, it's just one fucking word, man. It's not worth fighting over.
Maybe.
And that's and right then, the gates to Rome crumble. Sorry, it's all over. Thank you. Goodbye.
We've copyrighted this word. It is a valid point. You need a microphone again. It is a valid point. So you can make a living off of that. Okay, what are all the copyrighted words? Let's go after all the dictionaries.
Our current intellectual property laws. Our current intellectual property laws take away our rights one tiny nugget of sand at a time. They erode us slowly.
Yeah.
So one day we wake up and we go, holy fuck, man, I'm not allowed to read any stories to my kid. I haven't paid licensing agreements on the television this month. And my .NET just ran out, so I can't even type up a letter to complain about it.
Yes.
No. Well,
I just want the copyright of the
word. And nobody's allowed pens anymore because they're a circumvention. Holy shit.
God.
I saw a cloud.
can you breathe now?
I had these spores that came through the window.
Anyway. I saw the new office. Have you read about the new Office?
No.
It cures cancer.
No, from Microsoft.
It's an option.
Oh, here we go.
Would you like to cure cancer?
It's licensed.
How it works.
It's now licensed over the internet. Did you read that?
I heard something about that.
Where if you it checks, yes please. Yes please. It checks to make sure that you've kept up and paid up on Office, and if you haven't, it shuts itself down.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, and imagine how quickly
it takes itself away.
I'm saying
just like every other piece of software that comes out.
I'm thinking that'll be raced. I'm thinking that there's going to be like
7 hours after it like is on the market.
Not
like,
even on the market yet.
Somewhere there's a guy floating, waiting. Okay. Without a computer.
He was born
just
for this.
Closes moment. His eyes and he's surfing the web.
He was born for this moment.
Yeah. Like, you know, finally my path is clear. This was spoken to me in the Book of Jaquan. Yeah. Perfect. So in any case,
if the record companies weren't greedy enough,
the radio stations must pay to play U.S. rules.
So now they have to not only pay to play it over the airwaves, they have to pay again to play it over the internet.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Double dipping.
Not only again,
double
but
like
is
that.
It again a separate fee and more for the audience?
Yeah. Clear Channel Communications and other radio companies must pay extra for putting music programs on the internet.
Why?
Said record companies are entitled to royalties when a radio station also transmits its music programming on the internet.
Wow, there's a big bag of fuck you.
At stakes are millions of dollars in fees to companies such as Arista Records and Seagram's Universal Music Group as they protect their $40 billion business worldwide.
Yeah, that's why they own all those radio stations. Oh, wait, they do. Fuck.
Transmissions of broadcast signal over a digital communications network such as internet are not exempt from copyright liability. Stop humming songs, everyone. They're copyrighted.
Can we just start the revolution, please?
Happy birthday. Oh, sorry.
Can we
Merry birthday.
Merry ho-ho. Yeah.
Can we just, like, start the rebellion, please? Because, I mean, it just please.
The rebellion started without you.
I meant the torches, the barricades.
The torches and barricades will do nothing. We've done the torches and barricades before. We're just simply rejecting the laws.
So how many firebombs
I've made it illegal for you to breathe. That's nice. Right on.
I will continue fucking.
Wow, it says here your license just expired.
It says, there's all these laws and you have to pass to play all this shit. And I look at that guy the same way I look at the guy on the street corner going, Jesus is coming and you're a sinner.
I can see the time in the future where everything's micro-licensed. Everything. Everything has a computer chip in it, and if you don't pay, it'll shut down. Your car will shut down. Your TV will start working.
And I could see a
working.
Time in the future when, like, I have an Atla Vista box, which is just that.
Yeah.
It's like
you
a physical...
You have to keep up fighting all the way.
Well,
every
life is
thing.
Hard. Accept this fact and you transcend it. Okay? Let's just carry on. Fuck that. Buy a helmet. And mine's got VR hookup and a fucking 24/7 net connection. You want to fucking copyright my world? You go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Then the only thing I'm going to be paying my licensing fees on is my Louisville Slugger if they bring it to the side of their fucking cranium.
License this.
I'm not too concerned because I think here's what's going to happen.
Do you play baseball?
Another country,
you can't have that.
He's going to say, we've got a great information infrastructure, and we don't have these dumbass laws that cripple you Americans. And American companies are going to move there? Because, really, American companies are only loyal to the States if the States gives them the best deal right now.
Absolutely. And what's going to happen? They're going to go to Canada because we're the pirate hacker haven, don't you know?
I think the more they license things, the more hackers undermine the licensing.
Okay, you know, like when a little third world...
It gets more rebellious. Like, okay, you're going to make music more expensive, we're going to make it free.
I have a question. What
don't fuck with us.
what the fuck is going to happen when some third world fucking country, or like, you know, like at least somebody who could actually put up enough of a fight that they can't just swarm across the borders, and just says, okay, you can run anything you want out of us, and we're not going to,
It happens. It happens. There's data havens. There's countries that allow pornography, any kind of pornography, just anything. Cracks.
Bruce Sterling wrote a book. Was it Bruce Sterling?
Islands in the Net.
But that's not the only one. There was another book, I can't remember the name of the book, where the Chinese completely destroyed the North American economy by making copyright laws null and void. No intellectual property of any kind.
There are countries that have that. I can't remember what they are.
China. Italy.
Yeah, that's what they're gearing up for, huh?
Italy.
China. Italy, is it?
Italy allows you to do that, and so does some countries in the Mediterranean.
Some little country.
But the thing is, though, you've got to bear in mind, like, eventually, these laws only affect you...
If you're caught.
Well, one, if you're caught, and two, I mean, it's so easy to go around these laws. I mean, the purpose of a law, okay, I went over this, I'm not going to go on a virus manifesto rant here, okay, but laws were, you know, only put in place because they didn't want us to use the same tactics we used on the Indians when we founded America, okay, because it's okay to kill all the brown people,
because
they're on your land, but you can't go kill other white people and then take their land, so we need this law thing. And then from there, we need guys who can code the law, these hackers called lawyers, okay, and this is how it keeps everybody nice and straight and narrow, all right, and then from there, we carry on to this system now, where the white hats have been so overpowered by the black hat lawyers because they've got corporate backing, and it's all gone for shit. However, thank you for the internet. We now have the ability to communicate and share data and share knowledge, information, and everything else. So, once again, this is how the internet will be the salvation of mankind.
It already is in a small part.
I have one other question about like what I was talking about. What the fuck is going to happen when, you know, corporations have enough power, and we know they already fucking to convince the government that this country is a pirate and an outlaw and has to be stopped. No, seriously, what are we going to do when another country gets invaded to protect intellectual and financial rights?
They can't. They can't. It's not like something they can stop now by simply going and it's not a physical
past
location.
Past that, they try.
The net was built to be not able to be shut down by nukes. Okay, now granted you can shut it down in 35 minutes if you know what you're doing, but
not by nukes.
Yeah, but you'd have to shut it down for everybody. So unless you turn off the internet, which is going to happen, and even still, I mean, people would set up private networks, and then the whole internet would go pirate.
Yep, I'd set up private network.
Oh, fucking A, and then you get some
me
wireless
to Sean,
and
we'll set up a little Langley one.
We'd have a fucking, and you get in with other, like, okay, cult much? Yeah, everybody in your neighborhood will just have the big cult net.
No, that's right. Starting to look like Noam Chomsky is a visionary, let alone just kind of like that mad voice in the wilderness, you know?
Well, that's pretty much it. You know, you got to sit back and go, well, fuck you. And that's why people are like, well, now they made breathing illegal.
God.
Yeah.
Did you pay?
You got to breathe government air. Here's your government air. Make sure you pay.
Yeah, the problem is
meanwhile, the smart members of cult are passing around breathing hacks.
Breathing hacks.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Right Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Ah!
Hey, I got something to say, all right?
All right.
Okay.
The thing that you're having all this law stuff, I found this law on the internet. It's really cool. It's called Electronic Communication Private Act.
And the act, yeah.
I have found out it only works in U.S. if you have it on your, like, website or FTP server. It's like Privacy Act. Something like that. Like, no one can get into it.
Okay.
Without, like, any offer. You know, like, people can get into it. They, like, the FBI came to you, like, oh, we can't get to it because it's private.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
It's been made, like, back in the old days, like, when hacking started.
Back in the old days?
Yeah, the olden days.
I sent it to you. A file.
Excellent. Okay. Yep, send it on over, and we'll take a look at it.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. I think he's got his facts mixed up here. Electronically,
he was speaking quickly.
He was speaking
quickly.
Yeah, he was excited.
He was speaking quickly. That's a huge step for Zombie.
It is. Look at the wonders of what cult's done for him.
That's true. And
blow jobs, clear speech, what's next?
All he's got to do is get his grammar straightened around, and shit, he's got a cognitive thought.
Okay. And hey, you know what's even more amazing? That was totally in context.
It was in context.
Was
there's another point for him. We get
it was difficult
like
to understand.
3 points.
We just joined it, and I've got a bit of a headache.
I give him
it was in context.
Give him a 3 out of 10.
Three out of 10.
Fuck that. That's
fuck
like
that. No, I give him a higher. He's from the States. I say give him 6 out of 10.
Okay, yeah, bonus points. They get a handicap, right?
Your brief moment of zen from Vibe Ride.
Brief moment of subject whiplash. I just had a bizarre, twisted thought about the succession order in cult. We know that Smokehouse is, you know, next in line. I was thinking nominating the cat for third in line.
The whole next in line thing, just to follow that off, Smokehouse will only like fall into patient zero if I'm in jail.
Jail or
dead.
Death?
Dead. And I want to know exactly where
bad.
Smokehouse was when I died. Because if he was
behind
within
the
four
trigger?
Fucking blocks of me, no.
Hey, remember LBJ was nowhere near Kennedy when he died.
Actually, that's not true.
Then
he was in the limo behind.
The next story, which I neglected
this
to get to, this
is
amazing. This is the next holy thing on the internet.
CODC, yeah, right here.
Cult of the Dead Cow came up with this amazing program. Think Napster, or not Napster, Nutella plus firewall equals this.
Nutella plus firewall?
No, Nutella plus proxy equals this, sorry. This allows anyone, anywhere, to see anything. Say you wanted a...
Wow, are you ever fucking this up?
No, I'm not.
Okay, keep
That's
going.
That's what this is.
Yeah, but you're totally not describing it well.
I know, I'm not. But for
Should I do
that?
He
not
has,
going
he,
to
he
the
has,
non-Lide.
He has zombie-itis.
Say
okay.
you're in China and you wanted to see the Playboy website, which is banned by China, I'm quite sure, or CNN.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't get to it because it's blocked by China authorities, whatever it happens to say on the screen. So you download this program or get it through email. It's very small. I can't remember how big it is. Fits on a disk. You install it on your computer, and you find somebody else who has it installed on their computer who happens to have access to the Playboy website. You go www.playboy.com. It goes, you can't have it. Okay, let's get it from the other guy. Now you have it.
This, in essence, opens up the entire web for all these people in repressed countries who don't have free and reigning web access. This means that now they cannot be stopped by finding out anything they want to know.
Who are these individuals that, honestly, and I'm not making a joke, should get a fucking Nobel Peace Prize for
this?
This is Cult of the Dead Cow. Cult of the Dead Cow is old
16 years old
hacker shit.
Okay, all I got to say is I hope that whatever they did, I hope somehow it's encrypted so it's impossible to tell where it's from and where it's
the dead
to.
Cow.
Yes, I know it's Cult of the Dead Cow, but they're still human, you know?
Yes.
Because this better be completely untraceable, because in China, I'm pretty sure that circumventing national security firewalls is probably a shoot you in the head on the spot offense.
And charge them
and charge your
bullet.
Family for the bullet, yeah.
Yes. I'm sure it's like Nutella, where it's roaming ports. It could be any port you want. How are you going to trace that? Make it port 80. Make it port 8080. Make it port 8000. 21.
You know what I think I'd like to do? You know what I think I'd like to do? We should have it mandatory for everybody in cult to run this fucking thing.
To provide access to people in China.
I can't really say mandatory, but it
everyone must run it.
You will run this. But, I mean, that's a fucking cool thing to run, man.
It's a holy program. I mean, it won't revolutionize our lives, but for people in repressed countries, it will.
Some fucking 14-year-old Chinese boy's like, hi. Need to see Britney Spears. I'm like, come on in, son.
We got it all.
We got all that tits you can slap your little mouth around. Get in here.
Oh, wait, he's going to jail.
He's going to jail for sodomy.
He's going to jail for sodomy, but at least he'll be whacking off and firing off rounds with the knowledge of what Britney Spears' tits look like.
So what you're saying here is this is just another chance to corrupt the innocent.
Well, no, cool. The innocent, my ass. He was. I'm just. I'm
the dirty mind already.
I'm fulfilling a need. That's all. I don't go pushing my shit on anybody. I just want to see Britney Spears tits.
I'm a businessman.
It's Michael Jackson. Come on.
It's Michael Jackson.
So he touched a couple of kids.
He's always touched a couple of children. Come on, Michael Jackson, for crying out loud. Anyway,
we're going to play Sean's rant.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this is a pretty good one.
Crazy people. Can't people be crazy no more?
This is a pretty funny one, actually.
So this is Sean K on Crazy People on Rant Radio.
All right.
Ready to tell it like it is. You're listening to Rant Radio. It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy, the cult leader. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know how it is. You go out and you meet somebody, you're hanging out with them, and it's all good. You know, you're talking away. You're talking about shit, and you get into, like, philosophy, that coffee shop talk, and you're, like, going on, and you're talking about, well, you know, the way the universe is always expanding and everything, and, you know, what about my day in traffic, you know, and I'm really worried about traffic, and everything's all in my life and my bills and everything, and then you're talking to the guy's like, yeah, man, I know what you mean, and right in the middle of the conversation, he comes out and says, well, I just can't wait for the rapture for Jesus to come to take us all away, and then I'll be just fine, and then we won't have to worry about this anymore, and then you stop, and you go, oh, my God, you're insane. And you don't say anything else, but you know what happens. It goes, you're insane, this guy's fucking crazy. And all of a sudden you're stuttering, you're like, holy fuck, this guy's a wacko. And then your number one drive right then and there is to get the fuck away from them. You're like, oh my God, I just realized everybody at this table is crazy. And they've got crazy, glassy-eyed look on their face. And they're just completely fucked. Why the hell is it that these people can just infiltrate into our society? You know, there used to be homes for these people. We used to be able to lock them away, saying, one day I will cosmically be whisked away to another fucking dimension because I'm the chosen one. Okay, I've got a cult and I don't think I'm the chosen one, okay? If anyone's got kudos for that, it would be me. But do I think that way? No, I don't. Why? Because it's crazy. That's crazy talk. When you're doing that shit, that's just what you do when you go fucking insane. So, the next time that happens, we have to have some sort of thing. Instead of going, you know, we'll just pull back. Instead of pulling back and going, oh my God, I get out of here. You should just stop and go, ah! You're crazy! And point it out so that everyone can see that, in fact, this person's insane. You can just call it out in the middle of the coffee shop. Just be sitting there talking and go, well, you know, luckily, God is my co-pilot. And you go, ah! You're crazy! Point at them and begin running, because that'll be the only thing you can do. Get the fuck away from these people. They're crazy. You know, I don't want anyone who thinks God is their co-pilot. I mean, who's flying the fucking plane, asshole? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Commercial
free.
You're listening to Rant Radio.
Of a needle being dragged over.
Wow. What do you say to that?
What?
I was just
Zach's giving me pointers on how I should do my rants.
No, I was just saying.
Great.
You know they suck now.
You should have stopped right at that point.
Oh, here we go.
Had the sound of like a needle being dragged across the, like, you know, pulled off a record, and then basically done the echo reverb on. You're fucking crazy, crazy.
Yeah, there was some need to do some post-production, but I forgot about how the rant went.
Ah, it's okay. I think that was a pretty good.
No, it's the message, not the medium.
Well, you know.
That's my favorite fucking line. God was my co-pilot, but we crashed the mountains and I had to eat him.
Oh, that's one. That's a good one. I love that.
That's like, there's some wicked-ass bumper stickers running around here.
When I was a kid,
my
God is a little yellow fish.
My the Catholic priest in my parish used to tell us jokes, and he told us this one. This priest is driving down the road, and he sees this guy screaming all over the place, and he tries to like catch up after the guy, and the guy goes around a corner and just barely makes it, and the priest goes screaming after him. He just barely makes it, and he comes around another corner and just barely makes it, and the priest just barely makes it. Comes around a third corner, and the priest doesn't make it, and the priest goes off, and the drunk sees us in his rearview mirror. Comes back, and he looks down, and he says, "Are you okay?" And the priest goes, "Of course I'm okay. I drive with God." And he's like, "Well, you better come with me. You're going to get him killed driving like that." You know. And a priest told me this joke.
I drive with
That's
God.
That's pretty good.
I'm scared of people who say they walk with God, they drive with God, I've got God on my side. Those kinds of people scare the
God never leaves me alone.
God,
he's a stalker.
He's singing Henry VIII, I am fucking
24/7. God sees you when you masturbate.
God, he sees you when you're sleeping.
I had to get a restraining order against God.
Mr. God, this is a restraining order.
Mr. God, you're going to have to take your fucking burning bush elsewhere because you're not allowed to be here.
God goes, I can't do that. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, how would you get
I don't know how you would.
By the authority vested in me.
Yeah.
By the state of Arkansas?
It doesn't sell.
Just doesn't sell.
Doesn't quite work.
It just doesn't sell. That reminds me of those fucking Elohim psychos.
Oh. No, they were classic.
I keep hearing about them on the TV and radio.
How big are they? They're all over Europe.
Who would believe that aliens from another planet are putting robots on our planet, the holy people.
We've got to give them the full story. I don't think we've actually told these people
the full story.
Is these the people
that also think that we're like having our DNA mixed with reptile men or some shit?
No. That's a different guy.
Don't bring down their name with that kind of crazy talk.
All right, now, the Elohim, here's what happened, okay? I was working security at my local fucking Colossus before I went from being a security guard to internet service provider chief.
It's a natural progression.
Wow, that was a nosebleed. Here's the web server. I just put a post-it note on that. Web server. Web. Right, okay.
Are you a server?
Over here, and this is your mail server. Okay, hang on.
Mail.
Mail.
Where's the female server?
Hey, where's the female server? Sean, we're going to have to do a little bit of work here.
I'll dumb this down.
Where's the
network administrators for dummies. Here, read this.
Where's the mom 3 server? There's the pop 3. Where's the mom 3? Anyway, so what we got going on is
what do you say to that?
You went too far, Sean.
I know. It was all fucking bad. Anyway.
I know your pain currently.
I know your pain. I know your pain. So we go. I'm down at the...
Funds are plenty.
Colossus.
I'm down at Colossus, right? Riding around in big fucking circles in the parking lot. Now, after you do 7,000 laps in any security position, you become, bored enough to do anything. You could put a bottle of bleach in the middle of a parking lot and put a security guard there, and before the night's over, he's drinking that bleach.
Just because.
Me and Ronan Medic like to refer to this as guard madness.
Yes. You get GM.
Yes.
You get hardcore guard
madness. It's brutal.
Like, you'll sit there, and there'll be, like, the worst thing that you could possibly do. Actually, you know what would be a real boon? Is if you had a big pile of Lego, somewhere in the guard site. Because, especially if you were guarding, like, a toy store. Oh, my God. That'd be, like, the best security job. Back to the Elohim site. So I'm driving around in the parking lot. Of course, I'm bored out of my fucking mind. I'm like, 257,345.
He's counting cracks in the pavement.
2,346.
No, he's counting laps.
Stars in the sky.
Yeah, so I'm just fucking, I'm dying here.
Fuck, one.
One. Fuck. Anyway, so I stop, and there's this pamphlet stuck on this window. It says, "Do you want to know the truth about God?" And it's got a picture of a pyramid, Jesus, and a bunch of little gray aliens. So I'm like, yeah!
Here we go.
Be good.
That's got to set my ass up. So I'm like...
It solves everything.
It's all good. So I call up Sim, and I'm like, "Hey, there's a bunch of crazy people coming to town. Let's go fuck with them."
Oh yeah.
And he's like, "Oh yeah." So
I'm bringing my video camera.
We have this on video, actually. So eventually
somebody will.
We'll put this on AVI, and we'll fucking upload it so everybody everywhere can see this. Okay, it's pretty mighty. So we go to the public library.
Oh, this is so amazing.
And now it should be stated that I used to argue religious theology as like a hobby.
Oh, okay. And he was very good at it.
Yeah, Ronan Medic used to, I got thrown out of the P&E 3 or 4 fucking times. It was really bad.
Oh, yes. Do you want to go to hell with your friend?
Yeah, it was great. Ronan Medic used to come there, eat popcorn, and I'd fucking, you know, incite the
Christians. Wait, little banners, little sis boom boss, start the wave.
Yeah, it was, go Lions! So.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was bad.
We used to just go fucking crazy. But so I know my Bible really well, because if you argue this shit, I mean, the easiest thing in the world to fuck somebody with is their own Bible.
Exactly,
like,
know your enemy.
It's brutal. It's like Adam and Eve, right? Yeah. First people, right? Yeah. Well, then they all had kids, right? Yeah. And they all fucked, right? Because they had to produce the human race. Well, yeah. Incest! Oh, Leviticus, we're all destined to die! No, it doesn't work like that.
How does it work then?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Well, he allowed them to do that for a little bit.
S-K.
So, sorry, you got me started.
Sorry, just to interject, I had the same argument with a bishop in New York. And
the bishop!
How did he explain that?
No, the argument is that there's a line. It says, God created man and woman. Right, it actually mentions that. Then it mentions he creates Adam and Eve, and I said, "Well, is that
the first people?"
I says, "Are those the same people, or are those the people he's talking about when they mention, you know, Cain went to the land of Nod and took a wife there?" And the bishop turns to me and goes, "You know, I've never read that part." At which point, I stopped being religious.
You went,
"Woo!" Yo, bishop, your ass is fired.
No, try to do that when you're having a crisis of faith and you're 13 years old, okay?
And you're like, "Ah, oh, you're the bishop, right? Wow.
Who's in charge here?"
Wow.
Can I talk to your supervisor?
It's kind of like going down to Redmond, talking to one of the guys who works on the core team of like the next gen operating system.
He says, "Well, you know, I never actually studied networking."
And he's doing IP.
Anyway, so we go to this Elohim thing. Now, there's this kind of attractive chick who's going to be running this meeting. Okay, now the Elohim, right, you can probably get all kinds of websites posted on these fucking nut bars.
All over the place, I'm
so
quite sure.
So, essentially, I'm going to rope these guys in, and much like I did with Al from Americans for Purity, I let them give me enough material to shoot them in the fucking face with, and then I go wacko.
Oh, don't forget when we actually walk in the door, there's those lovely books with the overlays.
Yeah, it's really curious when you see books on the back table, because you got the books on the back table for, you know,
to sell, of course.
With stickers on them.
Yes.
But underneath the stickers, right? I'm like, well, what's underneath the sticker on the book? First, that's, you know, there's Sean. There's a picture of a Jewish Star of David with a swastika
sticker right
inside.
In the middle of it.
And I'm like, ooh, I bet you that wasn't too fucking popular.
It doesn't fly in North America.
It should be noted that these people are originally from France. So
they are from France. So I'll fill them in.
Here's the whole.
Anyway, here's the gist of the religion. There's this dude named Is he called Elohim? I can't remember.
There's
a little Richard or
Elohim.
Some shit. Rocket Richard. We had this letter. Anyway, this fucking guy. This fucking guy's a race car driver. Okay, because God always comes and talks to race car drivers.
Well,
anyway,
it was his co-pilot. He had something better to do.
So anyway, he's driving through the mountains. This is the story he tells. This French race car driver is driving through the Alps of France, I guess, if there's Alps over there.
Yes, the
anyway,
French Alps.
And
he has
the French
epiphany.
Alps. No. He pulls off, and in a rest area, there's a flying saucer. So naturally, he pulls off and goes to the flying saucer, and they take him on board the flying. This is what she tells me.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even exaggerating here. We have it all on tape.
Oh yes,
okay?
It's quite amazing.
And the aliens say to him, "Listen, we got this scheme where you can get as much poon as you want.
You give us all strawberry ice cream, and we got a ton of cow lips." Anyway, so he goes and he says, "Yeah, come with me to my home world." On the home world, he meets Jesus, Mohammed, Moses, all these major religious leaders, and they're all androids. They're all robots built by the Elohim, which is the name of this fucking alien race. Now, what they're planning on doing is they're planning on, when enough people believe, they will build the temple in Jerusalem, which is going to be a landing facility. The Elohim will all come back to Earth and we'll all fucking get down a boogie. Okay? Now, they went on to say, and this was the thing... They've done that. Then a guy gets up in the back of the room and goes, "You are all evil and of Satan!" And they have to escort him out of the room. He's like, Wigged out religion. And I'm like, go, you fucking fat psycho, redneck psycho Christian. I'm like, wow, I never thought I'd say that. Anyway, so he was like, you guys, a bunch of wackos, you're all going to hell, you're up the devil.
I felt like a cornered fucking rat, man. I got them on the back of me, them on the front of me. I'm not sure which way to run.
Keep in mind, every single person attending this.
We had psychos blocking every door.
Was like...
They're all like,
there to check them out, and crucify them.
And laugh at them because they suck. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and of course, the immortal line that, you know, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, uses whenever you know I'm going to fuck someone brutally is...
I have a question.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
You know, I was wondering if you could help me out here. And she goes, oh, yes, certainly. And I says, okay, well... This means that everything that happened in the Bible, right, was done by the Elohim, right? Yes. Okay, so this means that the dinosaurs were made by Elohim, right? Yes. Why did they get rid of the dinosaurs? They were a mistake. Oh, I see. Okay, no, like a first-gen beta thing. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then they created man. Yes. And everything that happens in the Bible is from the Elohim. Yes. Okay, well, Let me ask you something here. So there is no God. That's correct. Okay, that means that the Elohim have flooded Earth, rained fire on Egypt, killed all the firstborn. Why the fuck are you people friends with these guys? Okay, they tried to wipe out humanity fucking time after time after time. If it was God, right, he was like trying to promote people and shit. Well, no, that's not the case. Well, it is the fucking case, you know? I mean, look at them. They're little short guys. You know, how tall are they?
What?
How tall are they? About 4 foot or so, I guess. And, okay, well, then that means they come from a low-gravity world. They cannot take us in a land war. Can't take us in a land war, man. They can't fucking do it. They can't do it. They can't fuck with the dinosaurs. Talk about a bioweapon. T-Rex running with you with a brain cap on, broadcasting, hello. The secret of fucking over cults is to be crazier than they are. Okay? That's the gig. And she's like looking at me, and I'm like, they're going to invade! She's like, no, this is not the case. And I'm like, how do you know? Have you ever hugged him? She's like, what? Have you ever hugged him? Well, yeah. Is he a man? How do you know he's not a robot? You could be following an android to your own doom. It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook. I'm
turning it around into a conspiracy.
Beautiful.
Oh, it was amazing.
Raelians.
Oh, the Raelians. Louis Real.
Louis Real. Yeah. There we go.
Anyway, and so this fucking guy and
it was amazing. I mean, a third to half the room was rant radio.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And we were all like, we just have a question.
And like the other half, there's like this really hardcore Islamic dudes. And the hardcore nice Islamic guys are just like, oh, let him go. He's doing good.
He's doing really good.
Oh, yeah.
Push along! I've got biblical backing on mine, but that's okay. Allah has sent him to descend upon them. Okay. These same guys came up to me afterwards and gave me like copies of the Quran. They're like, you are the fucking man. Yes. Yes, I am.
Captured all on videotape.
Oh, and it's all on video. And me gun
nice
ripping.
Enough guys, too. Sweetheart guys.
Sweet guys, mushalam, all this shit.
And I asked them if I could videotape, and they went, oh, yeah. Just don't videotape the...
The video,
which was like...
Now, the video was the best part. I'm like, oh, my God, somebody get me a
pirate
tape.
Some of it.
Oh, it's fucking...
I taped some of the video. I
went, but, like, I asked them, I said, well, what about marriage? How do you guys run marriage? And they're like, well, we choose to be married, and then if we have... We want to be with someone else, we can be with someone else, and then we choose to be married again. This is an open marriage in Elohim. So I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. So me and my wife, right?
Yeah.
And if my wife wants to go and fuck your husband, that's all cool. And she's like, well, essentially, yes. And I'm like, uh-huh.
One sign of a cult.
What happens? Wow. What happens if I say nail your husband's head to the floor after he fucks my wife? Because this will happen. You know? And seriously, it's like, honey, if you're going to cheat on me, make sure it's with someone you hate. Feel nothing for this person, because I will have his head in a jar before the sun sets. Okay, that's how that works.
You can love his head forever.
They're like, well, I don't know if Sean is serious. I cannot go and cut some man's head off.
I see you're running.
I will have
running
Cyber Samurai
that's
go and cut some
thing.
Guy's head off.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
you've
brutal.
Got 5 minutes.
How long do you want him to last, Sean?
Actually, what I thought was the best part was, remember when you asked, so how do you know this rail guy isn't an alien robot too?
She goes, oh, he is not a robot. I have kissed him. I am sure he is real. I'm like, I knew it.
Hey, www.realdoll.com, okay?
So much
check
action.
That out.
Yeah, www.realdoll.com.
This, whatever his name is.
Is it Real Doll or is it Real Doll?
But all the prophets fooled people.
Oh, my God, it's Marlon Technology.
What?
Never mind.
Sorry, took a second.
Babylon 5?
Yeah, it's Bab 5. Sure. Anyway, no, but seriously, it's, you're sitting there, and I'm like...
And so it begins.
It comes right down to this. I saw pictures. The driver was not a handsome man. He looked something like Jesus Christ beat around the face with a pan for a while.
He looks like a cross between Jesus Christ and the guy from WWF who's like Mankind.
Yeah, when you don't get enough food, start a cult.
Way skinny. So I'm thinking he wasn't getting any action. So he's driving down the countryside one day, and he's like, well, fuck it. I'm a race car driver. Nobody really cares a rat's ass about me because I don't win that much. So maybe I'll start a cult.
I'm chosen by God.
I'll be reviled, but I'll also get action.
Yeah.
And that's the whole cult. I'm sure that's the whole thing. He's just getting
all the crazy poon
you
can
handle.
And he
gets money, too, right? Everyone gives up their possessions. Isn't that it, too?
That's
they dedicate their lives.
That's one of the reasons why I, like, admire Anton LaVey. He has actually come out and said...
What?
Anton LaVey has actually come out and said that this is so I can get laid.
Well, you guys, hey, at least he's honest.
Oh, I mean, you know.
That's Satan guy, right?
Anton LaVey. That's so
Mike.
What we're going to promo.
Okay. Yeah, but that's like brutal. It's like you sit there and you watch these Elohim fuckers. And I'm like sitting there and he's like, oh, yes. And I'm like, excuse me. Do I have fucking idiot tattooed on my forehead? You are trying to explain to me that you spoke with God, Jesus, and Muhammad? Oh, hang on. I blew your whole fucking head off! You're not the chosen one! Start again!
Want to take the test?
What?
Okay.
Pornalize.com?
What
the fuck is this?
This is hilarious.
Well, that got us off that subject.
Wow.
Let's just go to...
Pornalize is pure placket pleasure.
www.pornolized.com, and I'll give you the link to the cult Pornolized in a few seconds. It's figuring
porn?
It all out. And it turns it, it's just really funny.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't turn it into porn, per se.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
It's coming. It's apparently gotten very popular. And you can do it in English, Norwegian, Swedish, or Danish.
Wow. Scandinavian.
There we go. And we'll just copy that into the IRC. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Everyone can click on that and go straight to it.
Okay. And my first time using...
Let's go to a story.
Any cockboy
want to stiff my ass adventure? Aside from being an uncle fucked cult leader, rant butt plug radio DJ, fucking an ISP out of Vancouver, a cunt licking Babylon 5 junkie, God help me, I'm finger fucking season 4, thanks to crazy red hair centaur ringleader, blah, blah, blah. I'm soon going to be spanking shafts, fat ass are us. While there, I hope to start a shafting sex fights, licking fists. His way I can finance the Browning World takeover of cult and giant mecha have blows been having part of the ass fucking plows plan. So it works out good sometimes, but sometimes not. But it's very funny. And you can do this.
We did this.
Site.
We had this for the Bible, didn't we? Didn't we biblicize the
Jesusify.
The Jesusify one was really good because it was like, you know, we mightily smote them, and there was a Mr. T one too where he goes, pity the fool, pity the fool, miss that motherfucker. And he says, you know, stop all this jibba jabba. It's fucking amazing. I was like, yeah.
That sounded too much like Jar Jar Binks, and I just had this image of this.
I want to see Mr. T do Jar Jar Binks in the next fucking episode.
Oh, he'd be
Mr.
perfect.
Mr. T should be a fucking dark Jedi.
Imitator, do you mean?
Could you be all like, hey, Pop T, I pity the fool. Got a big van driving across the desert. Crazy fool! It'd be awesome. My van's fast. I'll kill you. It'd be amazing.
You want to do this this adventure thing?
Yes. Well, let's go to the non-pornalized version of it so I can actually see what's going on. Everyone, if you flock madly to the cult server and crash it, because it's slow as fuck.
Mr. T was a rapper. He was on MTV. Please send me an MP3 of Mr. T rapping.
Somebody, somewhere. Yes, it's Cult, the world's largest sentient search engine. Anyway.
A little slow, but it gets
there. It's
not
a sentient search engine. It's a distributed peer-to-peer wetware application.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wow. Because there is no sentience
now,
involved.
Here's the idea. See, what happened is back in 1909, apparently, there was these dudes who discovered these caves which had Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon. And the Smithsonian went down there and cleaned this shit out. Now, people are like, that sounds like Weekly World News stuff. Except for the fact that there's been Roman artifacts found in the United States. There's been all kinds of fucking weird-ass artifacts found that nobody has any idea for. Now, that's all well and good that they went and did that, but I mean, so what? But the Smithsonian's like, no. What do you mean, no? Well, we have no records. What do you mean, you have no records?
Once they're all gone.
Well, we have no records. Does that mean you didn't do it? No, that means we have no records. What? You're the fucking Smithsonian! What do you mean you don't have records? You have nothing but records!
We can officially deny making a denial.
Like, this is 1909, okay? And then it gets better, okay?
Yep.
Then there's other people. Now, Ronan Medic, went and did a little bit of research on this because, hey, anything that's alien technology has to be exploited for cult. E plunderous
et
goodum.
Get the good stuff.
Anything that goes towards the starship.
Anything that gets me my Star Cruiser. Oh, you have come here. You must desire the Star Cruiser. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are the chosen of your people. Fuck
yeah, yeah, yeah. Where is it?
What do they call you? They call me the fucking man, and they call you hostage. Give me the shit, motherfucker. One glowing finger out of your sorry ass. I'm redecorating in bug-eyed grain matter fucking blue, okay? Now you are going to fucking wetware upload all the data on this Star Cruiser because me and my crew are getting the fuck off this rock. Yes, that's how that works.
Well, yes, your own Sean Kennedy the fucking man for Christmas. Wind him up and let him go. Hours of fun for everyone.
You bet, baby. Absolutely. What are you kidding?
That's what that they should do.
Right? That would be the ultimate cult alert in the IRC. I have the Star Cruiser. Everyone go outside your house and light it on fire.
You don't need it anymore.
By. Parents come on, they're like, what the fuck's going on? No.
Great
I'd be
horn.
Broadcasting fucking ministry off the stratosphere, man. I'd be just like, you know,
forget Flight of the Valkyrie.
Fear of a black planet. Nope, more of a power, no group of terrorists. fighting an enemy. Fighting an enemy. It'd be amazing. It'd be fucking amazing. We'd be like torching their houses, like, where are you going? I'm going away, Mom. Fuck you and Dad. I got me a Star Cruiser coming for the pickup. One giant disco ball, dingle ball, glow call, roll call, man. It'd be fucking amazing. Fucking big little beamy twinkle lights for everybody. And before we leave, that Scientology temple in fucking California's going to have one fuck of a surprise. I'd show up with a lizard mask on. Poof, I'm Venu, and fuck you too, Hammer. Yeah, you were right. And then be all the high council would be like, what do you mean we were right, Hammer? You're too close to the truth, hack. All the Zenos you shovels, didn't you know that? Anyway, so where was I? Oh, yes. The Egyptian artifact.
Killing Scientologists.
Yes, killing Scientologists
with Egyptian artifacts.
You are the chosen one. Yeah, you fucking right, I'm the chosen one. Yeah, so what it is.
Tulu busting. I can't bring up the page. Cult server is like.
Everyone's going there.
Discs are spinning like this.
All right, so Ronan Medic was doing some research. Now, this guy has a grid for where these caves were, and they're like, this other guy went there and they said that, oh, yeah, the caves were caved in. And I'm like, what, you people don't believe in shovels? Wouldn't
we'll
that be something
those.
If it was just shovels?
They only blew, you know, they only blew the entrances, for crying out loud.
Like, it's an entrance. I'm sorry.
There's
I got
multiple
this,
entrances.
I got this toothpick and a toothbrush. I'm getting me a Star Cruiser. Thank you for the fuck coming out, okay? I'd be like a rock hammer much. Anyway.
Now, don't try and figure out the math, by the way. It's total nosebleed shit.
Okay, so what did you find out, Ronan Medic?
Well, other than the fact of the usual stuff, which you've already mentioned about the unusual stuff of, oh, the artifacts, the Smithsonian cover-up, and the large amounts of other stuff that, as I sound very Desmond-esque.
stuff in that place there.
And
the,
other shit. Yeah. So what
remember that guy?
Yeah. Well, other than the fact that there's a no-fly zone in the entire Grand Canyon, so the original idea of the insertion is out.
No. The original idea of a sanctioned insertion is out.
Yeah.
Hang glide much?
Oh, that's also counted in the no-fly.
Well, you can't fly over the Grand Canyon?
No fly zone, emergency,
really?
Emergency rescue only.
Strange.
What if somebody had an accident and needed to be picked up?
Well, that's
different.
There's
some
guy
respect.
who base jumped.
That's what I mean. What if there's an accident and the rescue team has to go extract him?
Well, if he can get ourselves an Air Force Blackhawk, perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nasty. Okay. So it's a no-fly zone.
The amount of information that you can get on that particular section of the Grand Canyon, unless you buy your own map and actually start doing your own mapping, is pretty hard to come by. The guided tours, quote-unquote, that go into there, they're more than happy to show you trails that go through all sorts of sections, but that particular certain area and section, you can't buy. All they do is they say, no, you can't go there. Well, why can't we go there? No.
Say it's too dangerous or something.
It's the Grand fucking Canyon.
It's no means no. That's as far as they'll extrapolate.
Really?
That's as far as they'll extrapolate.
Well, you can get there.
Oh, you can get there.
You can get there, but it's a motherfucker.
6-day hike, and you got to know which way you're going. Yep.
A GPS much?
Yeah, no kidding.
There's talking about Egyptian artifacts or other things. There is a lot of fucked up, weird shit in the United States.
Before we get all wiggy on that, what else did you find out?
That's all I've had the time to do the research
for. Okay,
no,
that's cool. Let's go. Just want to make sure you summed up.
Yeah, the no-fly zone, the guided tours.
Is that the only area, or is it the whole Grand Canyon zone?
The Grand Canyon, period. The end.
You can't go into a no-fly zone there.
The whole Grand Canyon is considered no-fly zone.
Now, there's also a point where anybody who watches the Discovery Channel, we will get back to this switch standard deck, but anybody who watches the Discovery Channel knows that, like, Stonehenge, they have these lines, these geometric lines that are drawn between all these major fucking sites all over the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Ley lines.
Okay. No. They're not ley lines. It's the Druids knew, the Egyptians knew, the Mayans knew, whoever, and all these stuff angle all up together. Now,
if you use this really weird-ass math, it all makes sense.
Yeah, anyway, we're not going to go there. Whatever. Yeah. Is this the IP? Yeah, that's the IP. Is this the grid where the Star Cruiser is? Yeah. Fuck you and what it means to humanity. Give me the goddamn Star Cruiser. Anyway, so what happens is that this particular location, the Temple of Isis in the Grand Canyon, supposedly has, like, enough fucking intersection lines running through this thing that we're thinking it's a parking lot. You know what I mean? And they got, like, all sorts of, big UFO sightings and all this kind of shit. So I'm like, so that means there could be a Star Cruiser there. Yes, essentially. Now, the people who we're going to approach about this and talk to them, and they're like, you must tell us what's there. These are a bunch of fucking half-ass hippie motherfuckers who want to, you can serve me to your people. Yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. I want the Star Cruiser! Okay? So they want to say, we must go and we'll make peace with it. Yeah, we'll make peace with the fucking aliens. Where's the Star Cruiser? So we're going to talk to them.
I'm noticing a reoccurring trend here.
Yes. It's after the Star Cruiser, it's all gravy. I want to be the first human to hijack a starship for my race. Right here. Absolutely. And then there was Sean Kennedy, who was our first contact with the humans. He stole the Star Cruiser.
And then we blew up Earth to make lane of a superhighway.
We blew up Earth. Seriously, I mean, that'd be fucking meat. I mean, come on, the first guy to hijack.
But the commander of the ship read us poetry first.
Not off my own arm and leg.
So it'd be just absolutely sweet. However, now, what are we doing?
We're going to go to the features. Are you ready? For a gross hostile story or Tales from the Loser Cruiser?
I can do Tales from the Loser
Cruiser. Tales from the Loser Cruiser?
All right, Loser Cruiser it is.
Loser
I go
Cruiser.
Ew.
That's what we needed to hear, Sean.
Oh, well, hey, he shared everything else so far.
So it's Tales from the Loser Cruiser right now.
Sure.
All aboard!
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
You hear me now? See you next week.
Hello. Like I said, a couple weeks back, things were quiet. People were leaving me alone. I was presenting my fuck-off vibes, and nobody bothered me when I got on the bus with the SkyTrain.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I've been happy, I've been joyful, I've been getting days off, and what does this do? This allows the idiots to get close to me again. See, I've got to keep that fuck-off vibe going, so I won't have to tell you any more of these stories.
Because you don't actually want to have these stories.
I get on the SkyTrain. This is Wednesday night. And I get on the SkyTrain, I'm going home,
I'm tired. I walk in. There are two groups of drunks. One group of four teenage drunk kids. One pair of, like, older barfly asshole drunks.
Yeah.
And they're not together, but they're both on my car, and they're arguing. So
about who's drunker?
No, no. I wasn't trying to pay any attention to the story at this point. So I'm quickly zip open my bag, reach in, pull out my Discman, hit play, and the battery is dead.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you know, that's not funny.
You don't say.
So I have no choice but to partially listen to this. I'm trying to read my book. All of a sudden, and I'm not making this up, the fucking train stops. And the woman comes on with the voice saying, "Please excuse us, but someone has stepped onto the tracks between 22nd and Edmonds. We'll be a few moments clearing him off the tracks."
Clearing him off the tracks.
Well, they're making sure he's not on the tracks.
Put cowcatchers on
the train. Keep the thing moving. I don't want to have to listen to a bunch of drunks arguing on the goddamn train. So now I'm trapped. They're arguing. The gist of their argument is, one or two of the idiots in the group of four teenagers apparently did something, or one of their friends did something, and they were going to court the next day, and they were probably going to be locked up for this, so they decided to go out and get pissed up the night before they went.
So that way they can look and feel their best in the morning.
In the court, you know, so that they impress the judge as being the scumbags that they are. So,
playing the role.
So the two older drunk barfly guys decide to try and pick a fight by saying shit that if anybody had said to me, even if I knew I was going to die in the fight, I would have to kill him or at least make the attempt, even if I just got blood on his shirt, so at least I could respect myself. But no, these kids just like took this type of bullshit.
You're on the recording.
Train finally starts up after about 10 minutes of me listening to this, you know, kind of clawing at the side of my face, thinking, you know, if they do actually stand up and get into a fight, I'm just going to let them kill each other because it's justice. So okay.
Yeah, what's the problem here? There's two
groups
of
idiots.
Drunk.
Let them kill each other, provided no innocents are caught in the crossfire. So
Allah has brought them together.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like,
for your entertainment.
Come to Muhammad. Muhammad will beat the fuck out of you.
So I'm standing there, just sitting there, reading my book, trying, listening to these idiots. The bus, the train starts moving again. We go two stops. The two older drunk guys get off. Of course, the minute that the doors close, the kids stand up, start pounding on the glass, going, "Hey, fuck you, yeah, you asshole." I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. We go another stop. Two of the kids get off. So now there's only two of them, including the loudest motherfucker of the bunch. He turns, sees a pair of East Indian security guards, who I see every night on the goddamn same train, bus, going home as me, trying to just get their asses home.
Yeah.
So they decide to start picking on these guys. It's like, hey, what's the quickest way? You know, doing. And I'm a hood wearing racist son of a bitch. I'm not this much of an asshole. And if somebody said this shit to me, their teeth would be fucking chiclets.
Did you stand up for someone who wasn't white?
Yes, person? yes. No, I was.
You're
going like,
to ruin your image of being like this total bigot.
So these guys
he
go
hates everyone.
These guys go on for a couple of minutes, and then finally one of them. One of the guards says something to the effect of, "Could you please sit down? I'm not interested in hearing your garbage." The kid is like, "Oh, you fucking want to go? You want to go?" He starts pulling at the guy's umbrella, at which point the guard gets up and he looks like he's going to smoke this kid into Jersey, you know.
He's got an umbrella?
As well deserved.
Yeah. So
a full-length one with a pointy end?
No, he's going to use the handle part on him. So I stand up, too, and I, like, walk over, and they're, like, going, yeah, because the East Indian guards are tiny. They're like the usual 5'6" guys that you wonder why are they wearing a uniform, because they're meat.
Yeah.
Are they parking attendant?
Yeah, I have no
idea. Security guard.
They got a guard on.
They got a guard uniform over. So I step up and they're like, "What the fuck's your problem?" I went, "You, please sit down. Be quiet. Nobody wants to hear this." "Well, yeah, I'm just fucking dealing with them. This guy wants to start with me." I said, "What the fuck are you getting into it for?" I'm like, "You see the patch? We're all in the same club, okay? Please just sit down.
We're all people who are unable to be employed by any other means."
So the kid backs off, all the rest of it, everything's good. I sit down, I'm like just shaking my head. I got one person who's sitting beside me just chuckling at all this shit. And all of a sudden, one of the East Indian says to something in his native language to the other guy,
right.
And the one guy chuckles, just like, I have no idea. No, they were talking before the morons.
What does it matter? Hello?
Yeah. So, but this guy, oh, you fucking laugh at me? So he gets up, he shoves the guy. The guy falls over, at which point I jump up, grab the kid, spin him around, slam him into the partition beside the door. I'm looking to see if his friend is going to do something.
Do you ever slam people into partitions without spinning them around? I mean, I'd like somebody to go through all your stories and say, I grab him, spin him around. Grab, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around, spin around. You always grab them and then spin them around.
That's because...
Why don't you just spin them around and then grab them? Yeah, kick him in the nuts once and spin them by kicking him in the nuts around. Or you always grab them, spin them around, slam.
Because when
same
his,
goddamn
it's his OCC hand-to-hand start.
Grab, I have plus 30% to initial
spin.
Grab and spin
it's
around.
It's a combo. He's practicing it.
No,
it's a combo.
Grab,
I think it's because our Uncle Jack views them all as little play toys. You know, like a dreidel or something.
Like a giant dreidel. A meat
it's
dreidel.
Dreidel,
meat
dreidel. It's dreidel combat.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of
radio.
Meat. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. You're
anyway,
fun to do it, beat.
All right, carry on.
So, spin the kid in, put him up against the partition, the door opens, there's four guys in the SkyTrain uniform.
Yep.
One of them looks over and goes, oh, you. I'm like,
no.
Jim, how the hell you doing? He's like, what the hell happened? I went, these guys started with them. I went, did they hit you? I went, no. Did you hit them? I said, no, I just put this guy into the
door. Punches or kicks were thrown at any time.
The kid is like going, get the fuck off me. Reaches over, he grabs them. They're like, just... They're just going, well, so what the fuck's this? And they've got beer. They've got like a case of beer that's half empty on the train. I went, well, public drunkenness. Also, I think this one was saying something about going to court tomorrow. So if you charge him, you know, this would probably actually, you know, go against his court case tomorrow.
It would be great if he missed his court case and here instead of being in
jail. That'd be kind of rough.
So they're like, have a good evening. End of story.
It's pretty brutal. I mean, there's the amount of shit that just goes on. It's just...
It's never ending. It's just amazing.
So Ronan Templar Knight's going to phone in right now. He's got a story.
He's got a nice story.
Somebody else got to smack somebody around this week. Cool.
He's laying the smacketh down.
And lo, Templar Knight did come forth. And smacked mightily.
So what else is going on in our world? I got something good to talk about. You bet.
Does it involve Lego and robots?
No, it involves robots, though, but we've gone past the Lego and robots.
Okay.
We're still waiting for Ronan Templar Knight to call, so I will finish the story later. But this is how some things get cool. Now, I got a friend of mine who's running some web design stuff, and I don't want to talk about it on the air because I don't know how... Can I talk about that?
About me getting a job?
No, about charged. Okay, anyway. One of the guy I work with, Ted, he calls me up and says, hey, you know anybody who does websites? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, Anki does websites. Him and Quoth do websites. So I'm like, yeah, sure, go check out, you know, Charge Multimedia. They're really good guys, good friends of mine, la, 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 whatever. So this guy who's an automation software guy, he goes, oh, okay, whatever, phones him up, and of course, Anki and Quoth are all like, yeah, here's our portfolio, wah. Now, in the portfolio, they have my rant CD, because they did the cover for my rant CD. Now, I am... Oh, we will finish the story later.
Pause. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Hello? Try again.
Somebody being very funny. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, yes.
Templar Knight.
Is it a million degrees in here, or is it just me? Actually, here's a question. Run a medic, are you comfortable?
No, I'm a little cool, actually.
Okay, so it's only like 900,000 degrees.
In any case, so...
Anyhow, yeah.
Anyhow, the...
They see the cover of the...
He sees the cover of CD and he phones me and goes, oh, who is this now?
Hi, Aaron Rant Radio, who's this?
Oh, it's somebody being really clever.
Well, clever people get a phone call next week.
Yeah. Guys...
All day long. Let's see, how many members are in cults?
Like, if you phone the 1-800 number with thinking you're cool, trying to shut us up, the problem is, you see, because we get your phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we get your phone number.
It's not all blocked either, because we...
Get your phone number.
We get your phone number.
Well, all 1-800 numbers get a full list of phone numbers.
Yes, whether it's call blocked or not.
Yeah.
So,
So if this was somebody trying to get through and just something's wrong with your system, that's okay.
That's okay.
If it's not, ooh, heavy is the hand of justice.
Yes.
Heavy is the shovel of justice.
Remember what happened to the last guys started with a J? They never phoned again.
Yeah, one, two.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Templar Knight.
Yay!
Were you trying to call in before or what?
Yeah, I tried to call a couple times. Kept getting a busy signal.
Why was it ringing? Weird. Okay,
okay, well, you're here.
Well, whoever had it. So what's your mugger story, buddy?
This happened about 2 weeks ago. I was coming home from the store. I picked up some wax, matches, corks, wire, duct tape, bits and pieces like that.
Right.
So I'm coming around the corner, and I see there's a young girl I know from the neighborhood. She's about 16, maybe 17. And there's a guy. She's on the ground. This guy's hitting her.
Oh, that's a good start.
Well, he's going through her pockets now. He's taking some stuff out. Well, I filled my I put my stuff behind the mailbox or behind a paper box that's there, and I start heading across the street.
Attaboy.
I'm about 330 pounds, and I'm going top speed now, about 20 miles an hour.
Excellent, Smithers.
Other direction, standing still. I basically rhino charged into him from behind and ran him into a tree.
Attaboy!
He had his arm out in front of himself because he didn't have time to prepare himself. I think it just caught out in front of him. I think that broke. Not really sure. He went down to the ground. I told her, go call the police. You know, go to the payphone over there, call 911, make sure they get here. And basically just put my foot on his neck. So if he decided to move any, I was just going to, you know, put all my weight on it. That would be the end of that fight.
Excellent.
Among
so
other
woke
things.
Up until the cops got there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was out. He was out cold, so the cops shook him, smacked him out a couple times to get him wake up. And then the hit took him off to the hospital. So I just picked up my stuff and went on home.
And they're like, what? We'll call you if we need you, or what?
Oh, yeah. Basically, they just basically said, okay, cool. Well, we'll take your story for it. She verified it, so they're like, we'll call you if it comes to a court case. They said, I don't think it's going to take that much.
Right on.
Guilty. That won't be the end of it.
How big was the guy?
My guess would be about 150 pounds.
Oh, so it's like a junkie and a half.
Like junkie
wet.
Weight.
Yeah, I mean, you think of it this way. You got a 330-pound man moving at 20 miles an hour for, I don't know, it's about 20, maybe 10, 20 yards. Hitting a 150-pound man standing still, unprepared.
Can somebody,
work out the physics
some
for that?
Hooligans, we can get some hooligans there. Can somebody please work out, you know, when a 330-pound angry object hits a stationary 150-pound junkie object with the coefficient and ohms and forces? That'd be great.
How many newtons does it take?
Yeah. E equals MC squared.
Oh, Enki's going for it.
Enki's going for the
he's going the distance.
Really cool ass new scientific calculator on my phone.
I wonder what the mass to ratio to velocity was.
Right on, baby. Okay, well, that's awesome. And once again, kids, don't try this at home because junkies can bleed and kill you.
I happened to see it and I reacted without thinking.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. I mean, oh, look, there's a 16-year-old girl on the ground with some guy kicking her. Yeah, I think we'd all do just about the same thing. Or at least we'd try it.
Actually say, no punches or kicks were thrown.
At any time. Outstanding. Okay, buds, we'll say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent day.
Well done, TK. I mentioned the worst one I ever saw was between a guy and a girl. I think I've told you this one about the post office story.
Yep.
Yes.
The posties? Yeah.
Yes. You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I remember that one.
Back to this robotic thing. Okay, so the guy phones up, right, and he's like looking at the cover, and he calls me at my work. Now, during the day, I am mild-mannered, you know, non-superhero, right? So he calls me and goes, oh, Sean, you have a CD. And I'm like,
you don't want to hear that.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And he's like, oh, I'd like to hear it. What kind of music do you do? And I go, well, it's kind of a socio-political comedy kind of thing.
Comedy. Comedy.
Right? So I'm like, he's all, oh, I'd like to hear it. I mean, I do some jazz stuff on the side. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't really jazz at all. It's language is pretty strong. And he's like, well, yeah, still, I'd like to hear it. You know, it's all good. Okay, then.
Pick a nice one.
So I sent him the suicide rant.
Oh.
You know.
If you're going to go in hell, you might as well go big.
Well, because, like, I've had a few other clients who see me in the paper, and they're like, I didn't know you had this double life, right? All this kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah,
mild-mannered,
well, you know.
Mild-mannered Sean Kennedy, IT god, and...
I am cult leader. So what exactly is cult? And what did you mean when you said, don't kill yourself,
no, kill
other
people?
Were you just kidding, or... Oh, God. Anyway, so it's a real fucking brutal pain in the ass, let me tell you. So, anyway, I host his FTP, so I put a bunch of my rants in his FTP. He emails me back with, this is amazing! Give me all your rants! And I'm like, okay. So I upload all my rants.
Dump,
and he downloads them all. And Dark One, who works with me in the office, she's going, why is Paul Jaeger downloading all these Sean Kennedy the fucking man rants?
Paul Jaeger.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know Jagger.
Yeah,
it's a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Now, we fast forward, and he's like, sends me an email. He's like, you rule. I played these in the office on loudspeaker.
Oh,
just,
my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, I had to stop doing it because I was swearing in front of my kids. So it was pretty funny. But anyway, so I'm like, okay, well that's cool. So I'm all right, I go get the Lego Mindstorms happening last weekend, as everybody knows, right? And I'm all, like, getting just crack junkie over this. So come Monday, I'm like, fucking freaking, right? I've maxed out on the Lego Mindstorms. Okay, I'm like, oh, 3 sensors, that's all I can get. Now, the way, in order to dig this, right, I go and talk to Ted, who, of course, does automation, stuff like that. And this big project I got to wrap up before I take over at Geeks is this thing called, it's this plant that I'm building the man-machine interface with, this huge fucking plant. Anyway,
that works with
people
butane.
Die. Yeah, people die if he doesn't do it right.
Yeah,
and ironically enough, it's within explosive radius of where he lives.
Yeah.
So he's well motivated.
Yeah. I'm doing a man, anyone who's technically minded, I'm doing the Simplicity HMI man-machine interface for a butane styrofoam manufacturing plant.
That pretty much covers it.
So it's pretty brutal. Anyway, so...
Oh.
Pass this along with Temporal and I. Quick break, and we've got the math.
Okay, I just did the math, and here is a conservative estimate on the number of G's experienced by a junkie being struck by Templar Knight.
So, the Templar Knight junkie received 8.635 G's.
Ooh,
of,
that's some good whiplash there.
Of nastiness.
In all of its spine-crunching form, because, oh, God, that's just nasty. And that's being generous. That's assuming it took about 3 feet, or half the junkie's height, to accelerate up.
Ah, yes. That's a good estimate.
So, everyone can argue about the math later. All right, so... what happens is I'm doing all this automation stuff. So me playing with the Lego Mindstorms. Now you got to understand the way robotics essentially works. Like for most automation is you have like a sensor, which is like a switch or a thermostat or whatever, but some type of switch which goes to a device called a program logic controller called a PLC, right? And then everything's basically done by this PLC, which are these really, really, really shitty, fucking small little calculator-style industrial app things that suck ass for drug money, okay? You can maybe get 64K worth of info into the fucking things, and that's it. You're cooked.
Full,
that's it. Now, the thing is, though, that in order to see what's going on in the PLC, you need to have what they call a man-machine interface, an MMI, right? And that's what the thing I'm building is for the CKF project, right? I got to go and fucking build this thing. So... the thing is, though, that so everything's based around the PLC as the brain, okay? Everybody logs into this PLC. Now, I'm talking to Ted about, wow, man, fucking this is great. I'm talking about all these robotic concepts. He goes, you know, you should talk to Paul. Paul who? Paul Jaeger. And I'm like, Paul Jaeger. Ah, yes. He's the guy who downloaded my rants. What's he got? Oh, he's got this really cool stuff from Austria that he's got. And I'm like, well, what is it? It's called Automation X. It enables you to turn off-the-shelf computer components into a program logic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you saying here? You mean that I can just take a serial cable, plug it into, like, an expansion module, and I can turn my computer essentially into a Lego Mindstorms RCX with no capability limitation? He's like, yeah. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And I get on the horn. I've never talked to Paul before. I call him and say, Paul, hi, this is Sean Kennedy. The fucking man. Oh, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, listen, you got to tell me a little bit about this Automation X thing. He's like, oh, well, you know, you can use it, and it's basically turns your computer into a PLC, la, 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 okay? And I'm like, do you realize what you can fucking do with this thing? And he's like, well, like what? I'm like, why don't you guys build some, like, consumer application robotics for it? He's like, well, I don't know what the market is for that. And I'm like, are you in front of a computer? He's like, yeah. Fucking kid, come over here. So I take him to iRobot. I take him to show him the Sony Rob, show him the iBio, show him all his stats. iRobot, the Rodney Brooks iRobot, goes for $6,000 US a piece, okay? And that thing's a piece of shit. I mean, not to diss Rodney, okay? But, I mean, come on. That thing's not really all that shit hot. Okay, it's kind of cool, but fuck, really. All right? So I'm sitting there talking to him about it, and he's like, well, what do you got in mind? I'm like, well, I want giant fucking robots. And he's like, really? And I'm like, well, yeah, but first of all, I've got this buddy of mine named Smokehouse. I want to build a wheelchair for him. Wah, 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 wah. Right? And he's all, this sounds really cool. Yeah, sure, I'll send some software over to you. So I've got, like, the fully sanctioned software coming to me, which turns any handheld computer into a man-machine TLC. That's awesome. Not only that, but this shit has voice recognition built in.
Really?
Yes. And they're working on the optics for it as well.
You had to do it. You just couldn't wait for the mecha. You had to build it yourself.
Well, if Cult doesn't build the mecha, who will?
Well, and remember, if you build it, they will come.
And if they build it, they will come. So they're only...
I just want Eva. That's all I want. I want Eva.
Eva. What's that?
Evangelion, man.
Yes.
I'm okay. All over that.
Okay. The only thing is, though, in order to do this, this is going to present the next stage of evolution of Cult. When Cult will leave behind the vestiges of all of humanity, and we will be eventually become starbound human warrior monks! You bet.
That's the plan.
What?
Remember that plan he was talking about he wouldn't tell us?
Trust me, this will work!
You're going
don't
too fast.
Don't even fucking... Oh, no, no. You're
crazy. You
got
to ease us in.
Oh, that's too much. No, no, no.
That's crazy talk. You're crazy.
You're crazy. Okay. Before you say it, there's your, like... I'm sorry. You'll be all like, no, Sean, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. We're not going to be warrior monks. There's your VF1S.
Oh,
how many chants do I have to learn?
I'm sorry, I'd wear the robes of fucking
every morning. I'd get up, put a roll on my little carpet, and bow towards dawn.
I'd be like, where's Port Kells? Ale, 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 ale. Only wear Nike. Only wearing the Nikes. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. So, I mean, regardless, this is very fucking cool. So, people who've got ideas or concepts concerning, or, you know, robotics, give me a call, because this is fucking neat. This is some shit that I'm seriously...
Is this concerning the wheelchair or just robotics in general?
Just robotics in general. Anybody wants to help me out or stuff like that? I mean, my math isn't really super duper duper strong, but I'm pretty good with design. I've got a design for Smokey's wheelchair that I'm working on. I got to get some sketches together, put them up. Enki, of course, lives in my building, and Enki, of course, has nosebleed math and is really fucking bright. Okay.
Show us how that math works again, Enki.
8.6
Goodwill Hunting level.
So it's very, very cool. We have some, and also, this is the other cool thing. Now, it's one thing for me to sit here and go, you know, you guys at Mecha Apps, you guys are all sucking on the same crack pipe. Remember that when we called up those guys from Mecha Apps?
They haven't given any more pictures on their website.
No.
Very disappointing.
Oh, you wonder
I was waiting
why?
For those big steel girders that they're using
yeah,
to start walking around.
And they had a test pilot. And a guy was like, yep, I'll ride it. And I'm like, Darwin okay. Award for you.
Can we come and film it?
I have Ted, the guy who works for me, right? He's an electronic engineer. I had him take a look at the site, and he was like crying. He was like had his head buried in his hands. He was howling so fucking loud. He's like, you know, because the guy has some idea what the fuck's going on. He's like, I'd like to discuss... inertia with you for a little while.
That
like,
thing's too heavy.
Yeah, you have no twisting force here at all. Nothing. Yeah, so it was pretty brutal. I mean, God love the guys at Mecha Apps. Anybody who's got a dream and is willing to die for it, I think that's great.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know?
You people, respect a lot of religions, don't you?
You know, I mean, if people want to die for it, but for the rest of us, we need our battle pods, okay?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Somebody's got to get behind this shit.
Are you ready to tell some stories?
Oh, one last thing.
Yes?
I need, so if anyone wants to help me out with this, and they don't know, well, I don't know anything about math or all profits and stuff like that, I need really good, clear shots of Japanese animated mecha. Now, don't give me these fucking...
Like detailed
shots, like good stills of mecha, and don't send me a whole shitload of Gundam stuff where it's like, this is angles! With more angles, okay? There's a lot of the Gundam shit, you're like, wow, what am I looking at here exactly? It's very cool. It's very cool, but I'm looking for stuff that shows details how... Because the Japanese put way too much fucking time into the design of these mecha, okay? So some of them are feasible, some of them aren't. So if anyone wants to help me out, please, by all means, send me photos of Mecca, because I need to see them.
Where did they send them to?
They sent them to SeanK@thecult.org, of course.
I have a theory, actually. What? I think that the Japanese artists who create these Mecca stories are actually Mecca sexuals. I think that, in fact, they
stack
into the... This is what they live for. Totally. It's either that, because you see two
What's
things.
Wrong with that?
Oh, I have
there's,
no complaints
There's nothing
about
wrong
it.
With that.
Okay.
It's better than the you know, E-cup Japanese girls they draw, because, you know, nothing like that exists in
with
the real world.
With guest appearances by a rape man, yes.
Yeah.
With guest appearances by... That show's actually pretty... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I've got a something that I don't know who sent it in. It says, Gargoyle Snake - phone support. I thought it was really funny. I think it's done by Gargoyle Snake.
Okay,
I'm
well,
sure
let's hear it.
Or sent in. And then we're going to go to Tales from the Street?
Sure.
Okay. Here it is, phone support.
Okay, sir?
Yeah?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with my supervisor. The only thing we can do is get your information tonight and try and post a payment tomorrow morning.
Excuse me?
The only way we can do this is to get your information tonight and post it tomorrow morning.
What post it tomorrow morning?
The people that handle the credit cards, they're not in right now, so there's no way we can verify this information.
I want my telephone line on right now, because I did talk with in your department. But let me talk with your supervisor.
He's not here right now.
I want my line turned on right now, because I'm wasting my time from 11 to right now. It's like almost 7 hours. You waste my 7 hours. It's like, I'm getting like $15 per hour. You waste my $150.
Okay, the only thing is...
No, you have to turn it on my line right now.
There's no way we can do that, sir. There's no way we can turn it on back on tonight. The best thing we can do is turn it on tomorrow morning, and the fastest way to do that is for me to get your information and pass it on to my supervisor.
I'm going to die tomorrow. I'm going to die in your office tomorrow. I'm going to make a suicide in your office tomorrow.
I'm sorry, you're going to die tomorrow?
Yeah, because you waste my 10 hours, and I'm going to get my heart attack because of you guys. You know, you waste my time. I was hanging the telephone on the public telephone for like 1 hour. You guys didn't give me the answer, and then I come at home. You waste my like 2 hours, almost 2 hours. I'm talking with you. It's almost 2 hours.
Right, I can see that. The time has been a little bit...
Okay, you have to turn it on my line right now.
Unfortunately, sir, there's no way I can do that.
You have to. You have to turn it on my line right now. You told me I'm going to talk with a technician, and that's what you told me.
Right, I told you I was going to try and talk with a technician. I had to go through my supervisor, and my supervisor said that the only way we can do this is tomorrow.
No, I need it now.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, sir.
I know in the book, talk with you. I want to talk with your general manager or whatever, but I want, because you waste my time, goddammit. You waste my time 2 hours. I'm talking with you like almost 2 hours. Now you waste my time, goddammit.
I'm not trying to waste your time, sir. I'm trying to get the information so we can take care of this for you.
No, you're not taking care. You're wasting my time, you God damn it. You want to turn it on my light?
Well, I'm not going to be able to do that, sir. No.
Not right now.
The only thing we can do, sir, is to I'm sorry?
You!
I'm sorry?
God damn it. You want to turn it on my line or not?
I'm not going to be able to turn on your lines tonight.
Why not?
Because the people who take care of that are not in the office right now.
God damn it, I want to talk to the supervisor then.
He is not in the office right now.
Then who's in the office, God damn it?
The only other person that's in the office is one of our lead technicians.
Then tell your technician to turn it on my line. God damn it.
Okay, hold on just a moment. I'll get him for you. He's ranting, raving. I talked to Rick. He said that all you gotta do, repeat it one more time. If it doesn't take it, hang up.
This is Gargoyle Snake. I'm about to pretend like I'm the supervisor and fuck with this guy.
Okay, cool.
Oh, shut up, bag.
This is where.
How do you top that?
Just as a footnote, if anybody has that, the rest of that.
The rest of that, I asked a couple weeks ago. Nobody sent it in. Nobody I secured me. Please send the rest
there's
in.
So much good shit
what happened? He went down and he killed Gardner-Oil Snake.
No, Gardner-Oil Snake is like fucking harder
than
brass.
He blew up. The guy exploded and took out Gargoyle Snake.
One more astronaut. No, but seriously,
wow.
Like
how do you top that? That was the story after that.
All
the
shit that's so funny because I just I'm cringing hearing it because
you know that
kind of guy and I'm like I'm sorry. I don't understand you. Click. Right? That's how I
at my work, we're allowed to hang up on it. I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Click.
Yeah, not only that.
I'm supposed to converse with
them. But the thing that just nailed me that really cracked me up in that, and that I want that, is like, fucking, I want that sound clip, is I'm Gargoyle Snake, and I'm going to fuck with this guy. That was just...
That one takes the cake, yeah.
That one's fucking prime.
Girl on the left says, maybe if I scream enough, he'll say yes instead.
That's what it says. The aliens, they come down from the sky.
I'm going to die tomorrow if you don't turn it on.
That's awesome.
Okay. Aliens, they come down from
the sky. That'd be awesome to do that. The aliens are coming down from the sky. I come down from the sky. The aliens are going to fry you.
No.
You're seeing pink elephants.
Wow.
No.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. That's great, sir. Thank
That's
you.
Great.
But anyway.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to follow up with
and go.
That. Oh, might as well cue
it. Doesn't
up
have
intro.
To be. Doesn't have to be funny. It just has to be gross.
It just has. Well, it doesn't have to be gross either.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be gross.
I'm supposed to do
it. It will be. It doesn't have to be.
This is true.
It is painful. I do gross.
Oh, this is very true. No, actually, this one story happens to be a little bit on the kind of humorous side. Again, it's a Christmas spirit. It's a Christmas thing going on. And to boot, let's go on that Jesus topic, shall we?
Okay.
You know, let's say, perchance, I met the Son of God. Oh, well, what's it for
just chance? Happened to?
Like, hey, motherfucker, my buddy Smokehouse wants his legs back! Fuck!
Now, this is
Sony.com, motherfucker.
No, this is.
So what happened, medic? Did you drop into the local cable access show?
No, nothing so quaint, perchance. No, we were called to a house, and this house had a gentleman there who was mentally disturbed, at least quote unquote there. So we get this lovely call and show up to this man's house, and there are the said authorities, the raw carrots, mashed potato types, and some other types as well. And they're trying to deal with this one guy, and he's dressed in these white robes. And it has
raw carrots, mashed potatoes. What is that?
RCMP.
just keeping up on track here.
Absolutely. This individual is, you know, if you actually look on one of the robes, actually it's stitched out of a hospital gown. It actually has a little logo of a local hospital in it.
Oh yeah.
And there's this man saying, you know, I don't understand. Why are you here? He says, well, if you come with us, sir, we can get you back to where you belong. But I am where I belong. I am the Son of God. It's like, and I'm going, oh my God. Just kind of pinching my eyes, and I look over at the other guys I'm with, and we're just like, what are we going to do with this guy? How are we going to convince him, first off, to go with us, and next off, how can we pass him off to ALS?
That's easy. Just go, hey, we're taking you to the Garden of Gethsemane. Just come along with us.
Eh? Oh my.
Actually, you're not far off. So this is where I get the wonderful brainstem, like, Your Eminence. It's like, ah,
oh, God, would I ever want to see a video of this?
I do not, I understand that you are confused and all the rest of this, but what this is perhaps needed is a demonstration. He's like, yes, a demonstration. Well, sir, our chariot here will be more than happy to take you to a place of healing where you can demonstrate your powers of healing. So if you come with us, you can demonstrate this. Like, my son... We understand. And the cops are looking at me.
You like, speak crazy person.
Don't fuck with me. I'm a professional. I deal with these nuts all the time. And they just smiled and nodded.
These holy nuts.
Yeah, these holy nuts. So we get him. Eventually we get him off and we cart him off. And while we're driving down, this guy's looking over and saying, he shows me his palms of his hands like, do you know how long it took these to heal?
Actually, as long as I got you here, JC, I got this buddy of mine, Al. He's from Americans from Purity. Could you have a word with him?
Set him straight on these rules.
Oh, this story is a while back. It's before I knew Smokehouse and a number of other people. But still, this gentleman has very unique views, and it's like, and I will never forget to this day. As he shows me his palms, going, do you know how long it took these to heal? And he's like, no, Your Eminence, how long did it take? It took a very long time.
I'm is that gonna... God saying it took
millennia.
A long time or what?
Millennia.
This guy, I used to live with Ronan Medic. He came home the night that I was living with him when this happened. He came home, he had the most fucked look on his face. It was like, what happened? He went, I met Jesus tonight. I went, oh, really?
yes, it's true.
He told me, he asked
and,
me.
And the final quote, which I'll never forget, I won't let them put me back on those sticks. I won't let them put me back on those sticks. It was a very unique experience.
And you tricked him into going.
Yes,
no problem.
That was it, because apparently the cops were there for about 25 minutes.
Trying
and,
to deal
and,
with them.
And we're going, no, they didn't, like, the guy wasn't being violent, but at the same time, too, he was, like, it was just one of those really weird things.
Well, you don't really want to wrestle down Jesus. You
oh,
know
no, like, how, yeah, like, you, how, you do you, use, how do you know you're, how do you know he's not right?
You got to use the pepper spray, the
oh, yeah.
chokehold on Jesus.
Oh,
JT.
Yeah, then the seven angels come down and cut down your entire precinct.
Yeah,
like, fucking
just,
great.
Yeah, it's a bad
How's
thing.
That supposed to work?
I'm sorry if there's, like, a... Oh, are we doing Gross Hospital?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, if somebody's like, I am Jesus Christ, fly!
What?
Fly, right now.
Prove it.
Actually, that's what Satan told him, and he said that that's not my way.
Oh, of course.
You can go.
Okay.
Very convenient.
Make it rain. Walk on water.
Hey,
heal this motherfucker.
Turn this water
right now,
into a beer. Forget
right
all
now,
wine.
I'm
I'll
calling
be happy with
my
beer.
Buddy Smokehouse. If he's walking, you walk. If he doesn't walk, neither do you.
Tell you what, there's 1,000 hungry people out here. Here's a moldy crust of bread and a fish stick.
Feed them.
Feed them.
Go hard, retard.
It's Gross Hospital story time.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time for your old Uncle Zach to tell you another Gross Hospital Story. I don't know if I've gotten around to mention it, but in that time I spent 5 years. How long? 5 years.
No one even answers anymore.
Thank you.
Working at a hospital. In that time I saw many gross and disgusting things. Blah, 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 blah.
Even I dropped the tagline.
This one evening, we have a guy. Let's follow the vein of basically crazy people. We've been kind of working
on
that.
Yeah, it's been a crazy people motif so far from what I've seen.
We get a call from the RCMP, Raw
Carrots,
Mashed
Potatoes
people. They said, we have a guy that, he swam across the Fraser River. Pardon?
Uh-huh.
He swam across the Fraser River. That's over a mile. He's kind
that's
of...
That's a goal-oriented
individual.
Wow.
So aside from the open pussy lesions, what's wrong with them?
They're like, we're wondering if we should bring him in. Why? Well, he's really cold and blue. Yes, bring him in now.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I love, normally, sometimes the RCMP get the training they need, and they know when somebody's hurt to bring him to a hospital.
Well, not really.
And
this guy could be raving that he's Jesus, in which case, why not just let God take him?
Apparently, There were people trying to kill him. This is what he's saying.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
Wouldn't say. This gets better.
Okay.
So we bring him in.
How do you know this guy's a nut?
Just wait
for it.
Right? He says that there are people trying to kill him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So we bring him in, and he is cold. He has got hypothermia. So we get blankets. We get heated blankets. We get other stuff. We start warming him up. We start an IV line with heated saline to try to get his body temperature up. All of this stuff. No problem. After about maybe half an hour, an hour, he starts complaining. He actually appeared to be in a little bit of distress, but he was more bothered apparently by the cold than he was the other problem.
Uh-huh.
Seems to be showing some problems of actual stomach pains.
Yeah.
So wondering what's going on, and they keep checking him out, and they do a catheter so that we can check his urine, and there's no blood in the urine. But he's got a weird, so like so they the lab sum comes back with some weird
It's just like there's some.
Is that how they describe
no,
it?
No, they just we're
showing no, weird on our no. on our paper
no,
here.
No, no, there's some spikes on the chemical analysis, but it's not drugs.
Yeah.
It's nothing that they normally test
wow.
for. But there's something that's throwing his pH levels off.
Swallowed too much of
has
the
he,
Fraser River there.
Has he said why people are trying to kill him yet?
No, he hasn't said. Finally, but he does start to basically, as he's going on more and more about the stomach cramps.
It was the nines.
He finally,
I'm sorry, if I ever meet any motherfucker who says, the nines are coming, I'm like, hang on.
You and me are
going to
sit
the
down.
The trunk of my car.
He starts. He continues complaining about his stomach, and finally they decide to do an X-ray to see if he's got like any internal bleeding. And as we're doing the X-ray, he admits to the X-ray technician. I was in the room, but I did not hear it. That they probably were after him because of the money. And she's like going, "Oh, you took some money." I said, "No, I had to hide my money."
All in pennies.
We get the X-ray.
Oh, lump of pennies.
This guy has swallowed, no fucking lie, $12
in pennies.
1,200 pennies.
12 bucks in pennies.
Holy
cow! Lump. That's got to be good for you.
That's
no,
gonna hurt.
Now I would like you to think about something.
Bitch.
Think of the weight. He swam across the Fraser River.
With a gut full of $12 worth of pennies.
Damn.
I say let him live.
I say
we open the door and say, sir, you're free to go. Here's a fucking quarter. Don't eat it. Call a cab.
I'll see you the fuck later.
I'd give him change. Here you go. Here's a $10 bill.
I'd give him $12 and say, pay your debt. It's okay. You can go home.
We held on to this guy for a couple more hours until they came and transferred him over to Riverview, where I understand they were also going to take him over to Royal Columbian to have the 1,200 pennies removed.
How?
They open your stomach.
They open your stomach and grab it by the handfuls, kind of like those jackpot autos. I won!
It's a big magnet and guide them.
Now, the thing is, though, if I was that guy, I'd say, I want a receipt. Like, fuck you.
You did this on purpose, didn't you, sir? Yes. Yes, I did, doctor.
The only way you can pay
the
is
doctor.
Doctor
stole my pennies.
You fucking bet. And with our medical system, they probably
would.
Yeah. Like, we're not ripping anyone off. Slice, give me your money. Yeah.
What do you mean? He came in with two kidneys.
Like, holy cow. That's fucking brutal.
Do not move out of your ice bath.
So
we got something that Holy Dio uploaded to the IRC.
Holy Dio!
Holy Dio! And I'm taking his word for it and playing it. And
if it sucks, you fucking...
It's only a minute or something, so it only sucks for a minute.
If it sucks, then I'll just bitch and complain and really do nothing about it.
Yeah, we'll never accept anything from Holy Dio ever
again.
He says it's dedicated to Americans for Purity.
Okay.
Oh, sweet. Here
and it's
wow,
called...
Wow, do we ever flame those motherfuckers?
They don't deserve it?
Oh, yeah. We should start
flaming Scientologists. We should stand up at attention
yeah.
for them?
Yep.
What can I say? Something they said just made every man in this room... struck it a personal note and chord with every person in this room.
I'm like, you're going to stop me from what?
Yeah. You try.
Do I look like a Greek god to you, motherfucker? Like, seriously, this may be the only action some of us ever see in our life.
Don't take away our
Don't take
only
that shit
joy.
Away, you fucking pathetic bag of shit. You want to go be a holy man? You go do be your holy man. Me? I'm giving your wife a prolectus. I'll give you a fucking All right.
It's called When I Was a Little Boy from Steve Vai. Or Vai.
Steve Vai.
Vai. Okay, here it is on Rant Radio, and then we're going to open the phone lines. It's thinking about it. Cool little echo there.
What's the sound? Wow. That was fucking weird.
Well, I turned it up to hear it.
Is it going to play?
Is it going to play?
Are we broadcasting?
Are we even live still?
Not broadcasting.
We're not?
No.
No.
And I can't really do much about it right now.
Are we making any noise at all? Are people hearing the sound of our voices?
No, but it's being recorded for people to download on the archives.
There you go. Now's your chance. See if Smokehouse really does pay attention. Dak, do your thing.
Fuck.
Obviously the MP3.
That's true, because Smokehouse is going to be like, oh, that's so clever how you did that.
Obviously the MP3 is totally fucked.
Okay,
fuck.
So Holy Dio gets a holy pang.
Holy Dio gets a holy pang, and, well.
All together now. One, two, three.
Pang! Okay, so you said...
Sim is fired, take a drink. Yeah. the mighty Rant Radio drinking game.
Are we broadcasting again yet?
We will.
Wow.
So,
hey, there you go.
You're playing like the oldest show intro I've ever heard.
Well, it's something. There we go.
Holy Christ on a bike!
It's time for the time.
Let's do the time warp again.
The conversation on the IRC on the Smokehouse.
No, holy deal.
And now here's
holy deal.
I'm calling for help from Smokehouse.
Okay. Well, we won't be playing that because it totally fucks the stream. So
holy deal, you suck.
Holy deal.
It was a plan. It was a plan to get Rant Radio off the air.
Why hast thou forsaken me? They're all like, no! We need
Holy
that.
Dio's fault. Bad MP3.
Bad MP3. No biscuit.
Bad. They're going, and now here's Private Drexel. Private Drexel is not here. We will just be going to the phone lines instead.
So,
and we won't be playing that.
If you want to bug us, phone now, phone early.
Phone often.
Phone often.
And I'm thinking of getting two phone lines.
Wow,
an overline.
It's just not enough, or what?
And putting somebody on the phone so you don't have to wait in between phone calls.
We don't put people on the
conference
air anyway.
Conference people, we can.
Caller number two, you're on the air.
Yeah.
So if I have to.
So there's no pause in between.
Oh, so I could, like, call in on a show.
You could call in and talk to people. We could take calls on phone in guests.
Oh, that's.
It opens up a realm of possibilities.
It does.
And we
I don't have to go to the show anymore. I could do it from my house.
No. Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be really good.
Sorry, it doesn't fly.
At that point, we
doesn't
can hang
quite
up on
fly.
You.
Yeah, we can hang up on you. It'd be so much easier.
You know what's really annoying about you, Dak, is the fact that you're not actually online, so I have no power to exercise. Which is really annoying. Oh, someone's calling in.
Well, we're going to...
Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who's this?
It's Babsy May.
Hi,
Babsy
May. I just circumvented the phone from Simi. He's like, oh, no way.
Well, I was going to play the intro, but we don't need to.
What do you want, you crazy, sexy bitch, you?
I just wanted to apologize to everybody for not being around. I've been really sick this past week.
You what?
Suck.
A weak excuse. Why are you sick? Did you eat something bad?
I've got the flu or something. I think I fucked something bad. But, you know, hey, who knows?
You know. If it smells bad, don't eat it.
Oh,
yeah.
So what's, yeah. So you've been really sick. I remember hearing the other night you were actually pretty you were pretty sick. Because I was in the IRC for one of my brief, you know, seismic sort of avatar encounters, and you remember you saying you were pretty fucked up. Are you going to be okay or what?
Yeah, I should be fine. I just need a lot more rest. I did get my car yesterday, though.
Oh, did you?
Good deal.
Have you put the stickers on and taken photos yet?
It's been raining like an SOB, so I haven't been able to put the stickers on yet.
Don't know what that's like.
Oh, pain. All kinds of pain. Okay, well, as soon as you do it, make sure you let us know, okay, babe?
Oh, yeah, as soon as I do, I'll be, like, you know, ICQing out, like, you know, pictures and everything.
Monster. Okay, anything else?
I just wanted to let you all know what was up and why I haven't been around.
Okay, be cool, and say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excelente.
Soul Trance, what thing from Tenchi? I have nothing to read from Tenchi, so tell me what it is.
Incidentally, talk about bad traffic stories. Last Thursday, I left my work in Richmond at 4:30.
This is amazing.
Now, normally, I get home by 5. I got home at 9:30 at night.
Why?
That's a good drive, huh?
Wow, did that ever suck. Me doing
that your wife with you.
On the highway.
Yeah, imagine if you're doing that alone.
That would suck even more.
No, that would...
Hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this?
Gargoyle APOC.
APOC! How's China, buddy?
Great.
Awesome.
Are you calling us from China?
No.
I would never do something that evil.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
It would be the same price.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd How you okay. doing, buds? What's going on?
Not much. I got back from China late, actually. I got held up in Beijing. Not held up like at gunpoint or anything, but I went to the airport, and they have a really stupid system in Beijing, and I ended up missing my flight and having to stay over an extra night, which was kind of good in the long run because it was like an extra day with my girlfriend, which is the whole reason I went there.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
And then on the way home, we had a big snowstorm last week, and I got stuck in Detroit for another night. So my boss was, like, not very happy.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
So why don't you tell all of the lovely, lovely listeners the picture you sent me? Because ask me if that's my wallpaper everywhere I can make it so.
What is the picture?
What is the picture?
I went to Tiananmen Square, and Tiananmen Square, for those of you who don't know, is right near the Emperor's Palace,
the Forbidden City,
Beijing. And when Mao took over after the revolution and everything, they put up this huge painting. Wow. And so I got a picture. My girlfriend was like, nice enough. We waited till, like, you know, there's, like, the thing is, you have to understand with Tiananmen, the way it is now, because this is, like, where all of their, like, major buildings are and stuff. It's kind of like the mall in Washington, D.C., where they have, like, you know, they'll have, like, the Lincoln Memorial and the Capitol Building and White House, stuff like that. So they have this kind of setup in Tiananmen Square. So there's, like, tons of soldiers and guards and stuff. And so I'm wearing my cult gear, and I got a picture of me flipping off Mao, this huge painting of Mao. It's kind of cool.
It's actually a very cool photo. It's a rear shot of APOC in Tiananmen Square with a big cult back patch on a hooded sweatshirt giving Mao Zedong the finger. It's fucking holy. It's so sweet.
What do you say to that?
What do you say to
Jay
that?
Che Guevara is rolling in his grave.
That's so fucking mighty.
Isn't that a shooting offense?
Yeah, I'm surprised, actually, because in the photo you can see a couple of, like, soldiers looking at you. And I'm like, APOC, that's really fucking stupid.
I've got a couple other photos I have to scan in yet, but one of them is, like, me walking right next to soldiers. It looks like we're all, like, buddy-buddy. And I kind of want to use both of those pictures in this, like, little expose about, like, China, whether it's, like, something we should be hating or not, as far as cult people anyway.
Oh, no, like, I don't hate the Chinese. I think the Chinese rock. I mean, I'm a big fan of, like, all their... Oh, another thing which I'm turning all sorts of shades of green in my incredible cult fashion is the fact that, what particular place did you go to exactly? Like, you were there.
Oh, I was out at the Shaolin Temple. That was in the Shaolin Temple movie. The Shaolin Temple, where Zen Buddhism was created. There was a monk there, and he, like, meditated or whatever, came up with Zen, and so there you have it. So there's pictures of me and my girlfriend, Prophet Ayuko, right in front of the Shaolin Temple. The sign that they open up the movie with, like, right on top of this, like, main doorway into the temple. We're, like, standing right outside of it. Very cool.
Are you wearing the cult gear?
I sure am wearing the cult gear.
Oh, nice.
Well, I got to get that photo scanned in, too. The scanner at my work is broken. I'm planning on buying one eventually.
Yeah, no shit.
And here we see as a cult member is accepted into the Shaolin Temple.
I think we should start this as a trend. I'm going to put this in the next brainwashing, and I really will. Okay. But what I want to do is I want to start getting people wearing cult gear in front of major landmarks around the world. I think that'd be just fucking awesome to get, like, cult gear in Egypt, all that kind of shit. It'd be awesome to do, man. Awesome.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You bet. You bet, baby. So anything else?
It'd be the first time to be an honest person there.
China was just that. I mean, we talk about, you know, safe havens, data havens. You kind of touched on this earlier on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to China and go to the black market there, which is like every market. It's kind of like a black market. But you go in and you can find VCDs, which are just, you know, movies that people have just gone in and, like, videotaped in the theater, the movie itself. And they put, like, Chinese subtitles in throughout the movie and sell these on the street before they're even out of the theater in the U.S. And you can get these for, like, 5-10 kwai, which is, like, $2 American.
Sweet ass!
So about 11
My
Canadian.
My girlfriend's got a large collection.
Okay, but... I mean, granted, I mean, as we all know, that it's very, very cool, but the Chinese government is a bunch of pretty much psychos, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, no doubt. But I think the reason why I think America hates China so much is, you know, they talk a lot about, in the media, about, you know, the Chinese people and the crimes against humanity. But everyone there is in good health and pretty much fed. You don't see, I mean, there's you'll see some bums in Beijing, like you'll see bums in New York or Vancouver or any place. But it looks more capitalist than you'd imagine. There are big billboards and stuff. You know, people are dressed really nicely. And I mean, even in the outskirts, I mean, there are people who are obviously poor, more poor. But I don't know. My point is that I don't think, you know, we think of China as this evil place with soldiers all over the place, and it's really not that bad. I had a rant about it a while back. But anyway, the point being is that you go there and you can just, I think the reason why there's such a push against China lately is because they just, you know, they fuck you to our copyrights and patents and you know, don't really, you know, they don't bow down to American business.
Well,
I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with them, you know, trying to exterminate the Tibetan people. I have a problem with that. That kind of pisses me off.
There was recently an incident involving their Muslim population where the soldiers fired on them because they were bothering to complain that somebody put a pig's head in one of their mosques.
But there must it must be noted that AIPAC is right. Our problem is not with China or the Chinese people. Problem is with the governmental policy of China, which is a big fucking difference.
And not even all of them, just some of their policies, like killing people.
Yeah.
We don't like that much.
Yeah, that kind of sucks ass. So I'm looking forward to seeing this expose you want to do on it, man. I'm thinking that'll be very, very cool.
That might take me a while. I'm working on the cult site. I know I've been saying that for a while. It's coming along really well.
It is coming along. Awesome.
We'll call in, too. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it lately, Sean, but we've added a lot of graphics to it. It's looking pretty nice. I like a ton, so it's overwhelming. But it'll do things like if you go and you do a news filter, I mean, it kind of changes the look of the site.
I've seen that. When you do the Decker news filter, it changes it to a Decker motif and all that.
And then all the news on the side will change to just Decker news, so it'll filter out like that table of contents list on the side and stuff. I've got the main section done. I've got the forum done. I've got to work on the news posting as far as, like, you know, just the main news. And I've got to work on the roster changeover. And after that, we'll be ready to rock and roll. Hopefully, it'll only take me a couple more weeks. I've just been slammed at work lately, too. We've got a big project, and it's like an end-of-the-year deadline. So.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Turn off the IP tracking if it's still running.
It's off.
It's off?
It is off, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind, then.
Okay.
I actually, I'm guessing the server swap over sim. Is that happening?
Not
or?
Me.
It's Red Fives.
Okay.
Thank Red Fives for, doing it. It's there.
It's there. It just hasn't, he hasn't done the swap yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Talk to him about
yeah,
that.
I realize that, but, you know, that's all cool.
Yep.
Okay, good enough. So we do have a new server that's down there that we're going to be moving the cult box to. So we have a dedicated server for it, which will be really nice. Which I have put some more cash in that I paid.
Throw cash at it, Sean.
$700 I paid for this fucking thing, so whatever. Anyway, that's all cool. All right,
the check is in the mail for
yes,
my order.
Yes. Right on, man. Say what the hell. All right,
what the hell, man?
So I've got the poem from Prophet Tenchi here. It's called Dark Angels Cry.
Just one sec. Before we get into Tenchi's poem, I do want to touch on one thing.
Sure.
Thank you to everybody in cult who's buying the fucking shirts. Okay.
Yeah.
I recently Fork's like Fork, the mythical jacket of Fork.
It doesn't exist.
I got his jacket, right? I paid the cash, took the jacket down there, dropped it off to get embroidered. When I dropped it off, it was in a black bag. A black plastic bag. So somehow these fucks threw it out. They threw out a brand new Alpha Flight flight jacket.
So they owe you the money for it.
Oh, yeah. I went down there, they told me this. They cut me a check that minute. Okay. They are afraid of me. Okay. Because they're like, ooh, and what does this clan do? Oh, they're a bunch of hackers.
Oh.
See, because they're not really, the hacker crowds are like, well, this guy's selling stuff online, so they see dollar signs, right? So they think, oh, it's a .com thing. He'll make millions, right?
E-jackets.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right? So that's what they think.
Keep around. Money might fall out of his ass.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're giving me, like, monster service, but they're also, like, terrified of me that I'm going to, like, destroy their world or something. But anyway, they pitched two of these fucking jackets out, and it was going to be Ronin Sariat's and Forks. Okay, but excluding those, I've had, like, 14 or 15 orders from people.
That's excellent.
Yeah, that's very, very cool.
So as long as they don't throw out any more.
They cut me a check at the minute. They're like, oh, we threw them out. We're really sorry. Here's a check. And I'm like,
How can you scream at them? Like, ah!
Well, you gotta stay cool. You're like, oh, fuck it. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like...
Lawsuit!
It's not like they intended on it, right?
Yeah.
And,
It was the Xenu in them.
Yeah, it was the Xenu. The Xenu got him. Xenu got it. But, like, seriously, it was just like, oh, fuck. But whatever. So everyone else who's put in their orders, let's see, Oracle, Punk of Evil, Rasnikolikov, all that kind of shit, I'm going to be picking them all up, the ones that supposedly they've done, tomorrow morning, and I hope to have them in the mail by tomorrow afternoon.
So by Monday afternoon, we should have these things out, and I'll see if I can get them to you guys before the big Christmas.
Skitty is going to get a hoodie and a jacket and a T-shirt for late Christmas.
For late Christmas. Woohoo! You know, people kidding themselves out.
Getting back
and,
to what...
Wait! We're not done! And soon there will be more cult gear up there, because I've got a...
More cult gear, yes.
We got...
cult condoms.
Well, we're going to be... I'm going to be giving out... I'm going to be putting up the holsters, because if you go to eHolster, they're charging like $100 for a holster. Okay?
$100 U.S.
Bad, evil.
$100 for a holster, and I'll be able to fucking kick the shit out of e-holster, give you a better holster that will hold your PDA and your cell phone that slay
ass. And it doubles
ass.
Up as?
And it doubles up as a real holster, because, well, that's what you're buying. Anyway, so fuck you very much. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think I know what the problem the United States has with China. China is the only country that leads the U.S. in public, you know, like statewide executions.
Mm.
And I think I know, but, you know, now that George W. is in the White House, I'm sure America will be able to top that.
Okay, probably.
You were I was going to say, we were talking about Christmas, celebrating Christmas, late Christmas. I think late Christmas is a brilliant idea. Here's what happens.
Closer.
Boxing Day comes around, all the prices drop into the toilet.
That's right.
And all the new shit comes out 1 week later. So here's what's going to happen. This year, I get gifts on New Year's. Not only do I get pissed, but I get pissed with new tech. So
everybody
who's with me, come to the show. I'll show you my new tech, and we'll drink.
That's a good idea. Shift Christmas, like by a week.
What's his real fucking birthday anyways, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't know, do we?
His real birthday is in August.
April.
Or August, right?
Okay.
April, because that's when the lamb...
I don't know, Mike, phone that guy.
All right.
We'll make it New Year's then,
and
anyway.
And about 4 years earlier than the calendar would indicate.
Well, what's the 25th? Like some
that's providing you believe
pagan
he's
holiday
he's
or
real.
Something?
Probably.
No, it was based
trying
on
to over...
It was based on the feast... No, feast of... was it Saturninus? I think is what it was.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not making this up. It's
based on the fact that there were five days.
You can't be making it up. You have no facts there. I think it's based on
the fact.
How could you make that up?
Based on the fact that in the old Roman calendar, there used to be 5 days left over at the end of the year, and they used to have a year-end festival.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's a pagan festival that got Christianized.
Because
I'd rather have five fucking days off.
They tried to get the Christians to stop celebrating and have only Christian holidays, and everyone was still kind of going,
like,
yes,
fuck you,
yes,
my
yes,
time
yes,
off
we're,
work.
We're Christian. Yeah, drink, woohoo, yeah, party. You know, and so they just kind of went, okay,
we're
festival
here. Were we drinking
here.
Through again? Jesus. Again, okay.
It was Jesus. It was
Jesus'
rock. Birthday. We're all celebrating Jesus' birthday. And they went, yeah, that's what it is, Jesus'
go
birthday.
Oh, Jesus, pass the bong. What's his poem?
Dark Angels Cry by Prophet Tenchi. The angel of darkness drifted through the night, whispered in the ear of God and everyone in sight, do you not have eyes to see the tears within their eyes? Do you not have ears to cry their cries within the night? Would you merely turn away and hide from what is there? Would you turn your back on them and leave them in despair? Do you not have a heart to feel that none of this right? Will you just close your eyes and softly dream this night? Do you not have a mind to think there is a better way? Do you not have the will to act, or will you turn away? Now I drift upon the wind to see all that has been done. Farther will you hear my cries, I was your loving son. Written December 17th, year 2000, by Prophet Tenchi.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Kind of a little Christian poem.
It works, yeah.
Christmas poem.
Christmas poem,
kind
I guess.
A Christmas poem.
Sure.
Christmas poem.
A kind of a goth Christmas poem.
Goth mm-hmm. Christmas poem. God, I've lost my hey, someone's calling! Hi, you're on. What the hell? Who's this?
Evil James.
Evil James. The thorn in my MRC side. How are you doing?
Is there a good
I'm day? Doing just dandy right now. And before you guys say anything else, I got to do just one thing.
What's that?
I got to say what the hell for the last time I called because I fucked up and didn't say it.
Oh, really?
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Click. Okay, now you're covered.
Now you're covered. You're good for that last time.
What's going on, buddy? What's up?
Well, basically, on the IRC and everything, there's a couple of friends in there who have been egging me to call for a while.
Oh,
and it wasn't until Wonderful Soul Trans told me to call or die before I thought I really should give it a shot. So, here I am.
It's fun and exciting.
Well, there's just one little thing I would like to say, you know, probably share with other people a little bit about myself.
Okay.
One, I'm a skinhead. A lot of people don't really know that. And they really don't know the fact that there are different types of skinheads.
That's very true, yeah. There's like sharp skinheads against racial prejudice, and groups like that. I've been friends with a good chunk of skinheads.
Bingo. Basically, I'm on that side, the sharp side. Oh. I don't put up with any of the racial you know, politics, bullshit, hammer skins, or whatever. I hate those kind of guys. Now, one thing that really surprised me was last week. On Tuesday, I came, you know, came in the channel telling some people about some things. What had happened? I went to Walmart, of all places, and got threatened by a couple of hammer skins. What they said to me, basically, was, after I told them I didn't go that way, you know, that could be taken a couple other ways, but I'm not really going to get into that.
Yeah, don't get it.
But after I told them that I was not white power, they said, you are a faggot if you are not white power. You are not a real skinhead. You are a faggot. Now, I kind of take personally on a couple of different levels because a lot of people also don't know that I'm gay. So I'm just kind of sitting there biting my lip listening to this bullshit. You know, the guy, him being the kind of brain dead guy he is, he's just probably, well, I'll put it to you this way. I translated it for you. He's just fucking up all his words, sounding like your typical hick retard. I come home, get on IRC, and tell a couple people about my day.
Real quick question here. Do you find, like, the term faggot offensive?
Personally, no, because I call myself a fag.
Okay, so in essence, I find that, like, and I'm totally not dissing you here, okay? But from a third-person perspective, that's funny as hell. Because it's like, you're not a real racist skinhead? Well, no. You're a faggot. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. Anyway, carry on.
I pretty much wanted to tell the guy, you know, but, you know, since this being a public place, I didn't really want to cause anything to happen. But I really just wanted to say, dude, are you hitting on me? Because I'm really horny right now.
He probably was.
I decided not to say that.
However, a good move.
Just to put it into perspective, I really don't take anything offensively unless it's meant in offense.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got the rap music, they use the N-word all the time. That's just their thing.
Right.
Calling myself, some of my friends a faggot every so often, that's just sort of our thing.
Right.
But in any case, what had happened, unfortunately, now, it's one thing when it's just someone's really bored and trying to have some fun, but really, what I want to know is what the hell are we going to be doing about, you know, free speech be damned, about people who really just don't really care about the consequences of what they say, whether it be on IRC, to other cult members.
Okay.
Specifically, who I'm talking about is this Melio guy. He said in the channel several times and even tried to justify it, women like being raped. I cannot in any way whatsoever accept that.
Yeah, I'm with
even
you on that
a joke,
one.
Even in seriousness, even if you try to justify it and explain it in some way or another, I cannot accept that. I just want to know what you think. You know, it's just really, what are we going to have to do, if anything at all, to what we say to each other? Is there going to be any sort of restrictions on what we can actually accept and just, you know, like, get away with an apology?
Okay. Let's get a few things straight.
You need to be closer to the mic.
Right off the top.
Much closer.
Okay, first of all, this is not a forum for shit that goes on in the IRC. Right off the top. Second of all, I have already stated that I'm assessing this situation. This is being carried. I do not appreciate you coming on the fucking show and doing this. What the fuck are you thinking? Okay? This is the Rant Radio show. It is not a fucking cult show, and I would appreciate it during this kind of MRC immature bullshit, if you would simply shut the fuck up! Alright? I've fucking had it with this shit! Now, if you want to know what the fuck I'm going to do about it, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I've talked about it with the guy. We've discussed it. We've been rational. Free speech is there. It's a fucking IRC channel. Deal with it. Next fucking caller. I've fucking had it with this shit. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Jesus Christ. You fucking phone me up on this shit. You're on me like fucking 24/7. You're up my ass in the fucking email. Doesn't anybody get a goddamn clue as to what the fuck we're trying to do here? Does anybody have a fucking clue as to what I'm trying to accomplish here? Or are we just going to go all fucking crazy? Because one guy's playing devil's advocate in the IRC. Oh, shit, we don't have enough people trying to kick our ass. We don't have enough people trying to kick our ass. They're fucking words. They're text words from people you don't know that scroll by on the screen. Why don't you just go kick the shit out of people who write shit on the bathroom wall? All right? If you don't want to like what the fuck's going on, you don't like what the fuck I say, Evil James, you're an okay guy. But where the fuck's your head? Huh? Where's your fucking head? You're sitting there getting all fucking crazy, doing all this shit. You're going to call and manipulate his fucking show? Come on, guys, for 3 hours. Give me 3 hours. 3 fucking hours on a Sunday night, huh? Can you do that for me? Can you fucking give me 3 hours on a Sunday night where I don't have to deal with this immature bullshit while I'm trying to take a stand and get the people who are hardcore to stand beside me? Can you just give me 3 fucking hours? That's all I want here. That's it for me.
Yeah, it's not... You don't have to be in the IRC. You don't have to read it. You can put people on ignore. You can make your own channel. It's bloody annoying hearing IRC every single time. Very, very annoying. So we're gonna take the next caller and know him IRC. Hi, you're on Rant Radio, who's this?
It's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Alright, I guess.
You guess.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Let's see. Oh, now I can't think because I got through.
You've lost your train of thought.
Well,
it's gone off track.
A little intense for you there, buddy?
Well, were you listening to the broadcast? Is that why? Or are you just...
Well, I was calling?
Yeah.
No, I only have one phone left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my websites keep on going down. School sucks ass, you know. They like driver ed. How pathetic is that?
Day in, day out, same old thing, huh?
The only thing good in my life is I'm stocked up on Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, your drink of choice.
Yeah. Oh, and I got another band going.
Oh, did you? Were you playing in a band before?
Yeah, I'm still drumming in that band.
Yeah.
And I might. I'm probably going to be playing guitar in this new one.
Oh, you can play guitar and drum? Because I know a lot of drummers play in multiple bands.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're bored or something.
Yeah.
So what's the new band called?
The new band is probably going to be called Hellbird.
Hellbird.
Hellbird. H-A-L. It's like a medieval sword type of thing with a weird thing through it.
Of course. What kind of music is it?
Well, it's kind of like...
thrashy hard metal.
Yeah, like kind of like Kitty or Slipknot kind of stuff.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So, is that it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. We're going to go say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
Close enough.
I have back.
Oh, turn on.
I have back.
There you
hey,
go.
Hey, I have back the holy headphones that make no sound. Hold on.
They're turned off. Press the on button. Let's see them.
Oh.
Red light.
Okay,
you can hear now?
I'm an electrical engineer. I don't know how to turn on a pair of headphones or anything.
It's the small things that get you.
Yeah, it's the little things. Oh, like on-off switches that are clearly labeled with big letters. That on,
what could
flash,
this mean?
Off.
And there's a little red light on the side that you know, indicates whether they're on or not.
It's terribly trying, I know.
And I have to go to work tomorrow and design a brand new computer.
Really?
From chips, yeah.
I don't think they pay you enough to
for
do what you do.
Power joke. No, I don't think they pay me. I especially like the fact that we're not giving out raises this year. We're giving a bonus that's equivalent to your raise. And actually, my bonus was okay. I've got no complaints about that.
Yeah.
But
what's better? Well, a raise is better because then you can claim it if you ever move on to another job or something equivalent.
Well,
and it continues on after this sort of raise.
Yeah, next
times
year they
out.
Go, hey, we'll give you an amount equivalent to the amount of the raise. Okay, is that the amount of the raise plus the amount of the raise? Or
that
is that
you're
just,
going to make before?
Is that just the same bonus again? No, that doesn't quite wash.
No.
But hey, my main project just finished, so I can go somewhere else if I really feel the need.
Tim?
Ooh.
I'd like to apologize for the act of bio warfare terrorism I committed in your bathroom.
I don't use that bathroom, thank God.
That's probably
you got to apologize to everyone else, not me. I have my own bathroom.
I'm going to go urinate off the balcony.
then I have to apologize to humanity at large. And
you have to take off soon, too.
Are you doing that
right now?
No, I got about another 10 minutes then I leave, because I just have to go up to the corner there.
Yeah, okay.
So you have another 10 minutes of your old Uncle Dak.
Until he goes.
What happened?
Oh, you're in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, somebody phoned up about IRC yet again.
Bitching in the IRC.
Bitching in the IRC, and yep, they and Sean, people thinking they have some rights, and other people thinking they have some rights, and they bitch and complain. They all want to be in one channel, but they won't play nicely.
I have a solution to all of
and
that.
And Sean went thermonuclear?
Yes, he blew up.
I have a solution.
He killed Jens? Or
every time this comes up, the people involved poison darts at Don.
Oh, yeah. Anybody mentioned it?
Works every time.
Yeah, it quells it quite quickly.
This is once again proof that the intelligence of a group is inversely proportional to
to its number.
Yep.
Thank you.
I've seen that time and time again.
It's so true.
Yeah, you have like a party of like five people come over for a little party, and then it grows to 20. It gets dumber. People start increasing their volume, and it peaks at about 100 when the house starts collapsing because the foundation is blown apart.
The numbers
people
completely
kicking it.
Yeah, 98 people are there, and one guy's like, "Watch this! I can punch through walls." Oh shit, motherfucker! It's called a fist. Did you learn that today?
Ah, I remember. You were at the party 2 years ago.
Oh, Soul Trance asked
me. How's that floor taste?
Tasty.
Just fine, thank you.
He eats like a fly. He pukes on it, and then he licks it up.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Don't waste food.
Okay, you were saying.
Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Jason from Erase.
Hey, Jason from Erase.
Is Sean taking a little dirt nap there?
Sean is gone.
Sean gone. Sean not here.
Sean not here now.
I think he said, "I'm going to kill somebody if there's anybody around, so I better leave now."
I think Sean went off to kill anybody who mentioned IRC in the past 3 months.
But I just want to know what happened to Ronan Medic. Was he like completely disintegrated?
Caught
in the
crossfire, yes. Sean blew up and he got disintegrated.
Okay.
I was luckily enough.
He fucking owed me money.
I was near enough to the low radiation monitor. It protected me from the nuclear blast. Bad joke.
Okay.
So you wanted to plug, I think, a website, didn't you?
Artistsagainstchildporn.com.
Artistsagainstchildporn.com. Unfortunately, it has absolutely nothing on the website.
Yeah, Sean was supposed to mention a bit of stuff with anybody that's... it doesn't matter if you're an artist or not or what have you. There's an email address on there if you want to get connected. And as things start developing, more things will get put up. If you want to do a graphic or do some text or anything, any ideas you want to pass along, info@artistsagainstchildporn.com.
So it sounds like you're involved in this.
I am involved in this. Me and Sean, actually, we hung out this past Wednesday and just sort of shot the shit and talked about it. And he was supposed to mention something, but he's obviously, Sean has left the building.
Yes.
So, that's that. And,
okay, well, it sounds really good.
We will try to get it posted a little bit more, and hopefully you'll have even a little bit more shit on there next week when we mention it.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully, and I will be probably more than likely be down for the New Year's show.
Cool.
Oh, excellent. Yes, definitely come on by. Anybody
that's,
in this vicinity,
that's not next.
Come to the... Not next, that's the Christmas show.
Next is the Christmas show, okay,
that's
right.
It's Christmas Eve, the next show, yeah.
I don't know, I just work so much, all my days run together.
They blur.
Don't you hate that?
Yep.
You're sitting there, you just got home, you're like... Fuck, what day is it? Do
yes.
I get to sleep in tomorrow? I don't even... How old am I?
You've lost track of years.
What's the weather like outside? When's the sun go down? I don't even know anymore.
You just take it 1 hour at a time, pretty much. Now.
I remember working graveyard shift at this place I'm working called Pack Break. Pack Break was great. I was running machines. I was getting overtime. 12-hour days... 7 days a week. You may remember this.
Oh, yeah.
3 straight weeks, I never saw the fucking sun.
Not good.
Well, I did for 2 or 3 minutes at a time when I woke up because there's 102 in my bedroom. But other than that, I never saw the sun.
Well,
we'll free the line here.
You bet. Okay, yeah. Send me an ICQ or an email, and I'll hook you up with the...
details.
The details on the New Year's show.
All right.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Yeah, anybody else in the vicinity who wants to fly in, walk in, take the bus in, ICQ me 51-5558 or info@rantradio.com. I'll let you know the details. The more, the merrier.
Yes, so we're going
to... The two-year anniversary and the New Year's show. How much better could it get?
2001, which was technically...
2K plus one. Technically...
The beginning of the millennium.
The new year.
The 21st century.
You remember? You start counting with one.
Yeah. That's the way we most do it, but like I said, they've been counting it since zero, since like 1800, so...
Yeah.
If it's...
Why change? But it's fun anyway.
Yeah.
But it no computer breakdowns this time around.
Okay, we got another call.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Nomad Infaloop.
Infaloop, calling from BC.
Yep, calling from up here.
How's the weather up there?
That sucks. Like, there was no snow for about a few weeks, and then the day after my last final, it went, there's no snow. Something's fucked up. And then all of a sudden, a foot and a half of snow just appeared.
Big dump, just like here. It's all gone now here, but...
Yeah. Well, what happened is... The reason why I'm calling because I have to update you guys on what's happening with the real radio.
That's what I was wondering that last week or the week before.
It's not going to happen anymore because I had to quit the organization that's trying to bring college campus community radio to the university up here.
Oh, no.
Oh, why'd you have to quit?
Ethical reasons. Someone... pretty much hijacked the entire board, said, we're going to make it corporate sponsored, you can't say this, this, this on radio, which isn't even up yet. They were censoring us before we were even on the air.
They knew you were going to be bad.
Yeah, they're like, oh no, they're going to say something we're not going to agree with.
It's college radio.
Well, it's college radio.
My God.
It's like, oh my God, you're going to say something on college radio, and then... These people obviously haven't even heard any college radio ever.
That's usually the last bastion of free speech on the airwaves.
Well, when it's gone,
stations in the States, have you heard of the Off the Hook show that 2600 did?
Yeah, of course, yes.
With WBII and that, they're the other bastion of free speech.
That's right.
Basically it. But basically she said, well, we can't have you on there because... you're not professional enough.
Professional. College.
Yeah, they wanted... We can't have you on here because you're not a professional DJ or professional audio technician.
So they're pretty much going to put a commercial radio station just happen to be on a college campus.
Yeah, well, actually, no, because the guy that originally came up with radio, the guy who said, there should be a radio station up here, is also... he pretty much did everything. The one guy who pretty much brought it to this point, he said, fuck you, I quit as well, so...
Can it make
well, of course, so would I. What's the point of continuing at that level?
Can I make can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Protest.
I'm probably going to protest.
No,
letters to newspapers are amazingly powerful.
Especially inside the college campus. Get everybody not to listen. Everybody to boycott any product. Who is advertised on
there? Well, it's pretty easy considering that they haven't actually broadcast yet.
Protest before broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly.
That works.
They basically told us to fuck off. We need corporate sponsorship before even going on the air.
Then basically tell them, get a protest together, get enough people to sign a petition that states they will, until this radio station is open and free, we will boycott, we will protest, we will boycott any product, any corporation that uses and broadcasts on this radio until this is open.
Yeah, I probably will do something like that. Right now I'm encouraging members to go because we did a membership drive a while ago for $5. But that's back when I originally called and said, yeah, they're actually going to get radio going. And
did you give back the $5? I bet all those people are really disappointed now, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty much fun. They keep on asking me day in and day out, hey, when is radio going to happen? Like, why are you going to be broadcasting on... on this and this, and basically they want to know two things. When are we going to be broadcasting in the real world, and the other one, when are you going to be broadcasting on the internet, which would basically be another stream for the What the Hell show.
Yes. Just one show. That would have been great.
Yes.
While they yanked the plug.
Stream. Yeah.
But no, you guys have got to protest, because this is garbage. This is one of the reasons behind free speech, especially the idea of free speech at a college or university, is the idea that you have the opportunity to express things without corporate, political, religious, or any form of mandate from some other large organization. It's supposed to represent the voice of the students. Yeah. This is not representing the voice of the students, unless you admit to all being a bunch of corporate fucking zombies.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is, up here in Prince George, there's only two stations. Two corporate radio stations, both operated out of Vancouver. There's Shit 101.3. Well, that's what's called Hits. Yeah. Uh-huh. Move the ass over and... and then there's the other one, and then there's CBC Radio North or whatever.
Of course.
And basically, what happened is actually radio would be powerful because there's only it'd be the fourth radio station.
And probably a lot of people
broadcasting anything. But since it is going to be powerful, and since they decided, I know, let's get it funded by some big corporation and. And it's just not right. It's all bad.
This thing is only happens if people allow it to basically occur without protest. Nothing.
The thing is, it's not occurring at all because there's going to be no internet streaming whatsoever because no one knows how to do it but me and I quit.
It doesn't matter who does it. I'm just talking about. I'm sorry. You guys should fight. Your voice. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're taking your voice away from you, and they're giving it to a company. You have to fight that.
Who was funding it? Was it all...
all totally like member base or like PBS or something.
What are they saying? You can't have the radio station then?
They're saying, oh, shit! Our CRTC license says that we have to have stable funding. Corporate sponsorship! It's like, and I was sitting in the board meeting, right? I'm not on the board, but I just sat in the board meeting. I'm like, what? I missed something here.
Yeah, that's not right. You don't have to have stable funding. There's lots of...
On the same note, I got to get going here real fast, so I'm going to just finish this off. The CRTC, I've mentioned this before, recently tried to get what was called CBC3, which was supposed to be independent radio. They were going to deal with rap, their new music, that type of stuff was supposed to be coming from CBC3.
Right.
The CRTC canceled it, stating that there was, first of all, not enough draw for these individual markets. This is exactly what they said. 3 weeks later, they handed two licenses to a rap, to two stations to do rap music, and there's another one coming that's going to be all new music. However, the difference is these will not be independent labels, which was going to be the mandate of CBC3.
Wow, I wonder who lobbied there.
The CRTC is such a fucking corporate whore that anyone in Canada that continues to tolerate this bullshit, we are allowing the last bastions of free voice that is not on the computer to be completely taken away from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've done my little rant and gone off the deep end here. I kind of filled in for Sean, you know, very minorly. So I have to go, guys. So you all have a good week, and I'll see you next week at the Christmas show. So everyone,
have a
good one. Goodbye.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
And you two on the phone.
Oh, wait. I was just going to say one more thing.
Okay.
Actually, because I was just going to let Dak go on his little rant, subbing in for Sean K. But the thing is with the whole radio... And what happened with that? They downgraded the license down to a developmental license. So what I'm thinking of doing now is getting a developmental license on my own.
Right.
So that's for micropower.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm thinking of just getting micropower and then just sitting, on the hill somewhere in a van saying, ha ha, fuck you. I have a radio station and you don't.
How far does that reach?
It's 5 watts, so it doesn't reach far, but it's on the University Hill, which overlooks the entire town.
Excellent.
So it'll cover most of the town.
Look into getting a directional antenna. A directional antenna might help you out with that.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. So that's basically the news of radio so far. The corporate people moved in and attempted to kill it, but it probably will not be silenced.
No.
No, not in the least. The fight's not over. It's
hello, goodbye.
I wasted over 10 minutes. I should probably say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell. Okay, excellent. Yes, Dak is a perfect voice for radio. Yeah, he was actually asked to do radio.
And he said no because...
He said no, I can't remember circumstances. Because he was a moron. He's not a big radio star now. He has the face
like
for
us.
Radio.
He
not like us.
Did you ever meet Jeff O'Neill?
I believe so. Is he the one with the dark hair?
Jeff
really dark hair.
No,
no, that's
the
British
Graham
guy.
Graham Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Graham Scott. I'm here with, yeah, well, whatever. But, yeah, Jeff O'Neill. Deep, mellifluous voice, announces the radio. Sounds really cool. He is really cool, actually. He's a really wicked guy. But, man, radio station people don't look like how you picture them.
No.
Jeff O'Neill is tubby, not very tall. He's got long hair, but he's balding at the same time. You know that kind of guy? And,
yeah.
Yeah, and he's wearing like an old tour T-shirt that I think he got when he was a roadie or something like that. And he's sitting there in the studio with a spliff in one hand and a beer in the other. Up next, we've got the new 311 song. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, DJs that look good make it to television.
Exactly.
That's the difference. The one that don't look good.
Anchors.
Yes, that's right. And somebody said, plug K-Lit between calls, Soul Trance. Yeah, that's where that poem from Soul Trance is going.
All,
not Soul Trance.
Because we all Tenchi. Need more clit.
More clit for everyone, of course. And hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad Skitty.
Hey, Nomad Skitty. How you doing?
Good.
We're down to a skeleton crew here now. Three people, Projectile Vomitman, Enki, and Sumerian.
Okay.
So what's
the
up?
Show will continue.
The show will continue if there's one listener and me.
I was going to go up there and do, like, get it for the whole New Year kind of thingy or whatever, but my mom and dad are evil, and so, like, they said I could go, and then they changed their minds, and now I can't.
Oh, my goodness. Should have got them to sign a contract on the first agreement.
Right.
And where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota.
From where?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bit of a trip there.
Not really.
Were you going to hop a plane or were you going to drive up?
I was going to, actually, I had it all planned out and I had everything paid for already. I was going to drive up there with one of my friends because she, like, she lives in Vancouver and so she was going to drive up there to see her dad. And so I was going to tag along with her and go up to see Prophet Spidey and everything like that.
Oh, perfect. You didn't mention Cult or Rant Radio or anything like that to ruin it, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. So why'd they say no?
Because they're evil. They don't like me, and they don't want me to be happy, and they don't want me to do anything that I want to do. And everything.
They shook the eight ball and said, the future looks cloudy. Oh, you can't go anymore.
Yep, that's what parents are supposed to do. They make you suffer until you're old enough to fend for yourself, so you appreciate it more when you get there.
That's right. If they gave you free rein right away, what would be the benefit of moving out?
At least that's what my mom used to say to me.
So that's very disappointing.
Yes.
That's too bad. Well, maybe another time. Maybe you can convince him, or you could just run away from home.
I could do that. That would work.
There you go. Hitchhike all the way here. No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Hitchhiking is fun, though.
Okay. As long as you think it's fun.
It is, as long as you don't, you know, get with the really, really scary-looking guys, because they tend to do scary things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all those serial killers, they always look like such scary guys, you know? With those clean-cut haircuts and the good jobs and the friendly faces and the big smiles. Serial killers, they look so scary.
And the George W. Bush for President bumper sticker.
Some of the serial killers, you know, they look like nice guys, and then you get to know them, and you find out that they're serial killers, and it's like, oh, this could be bad.
At that point, it's a little late.
You can talk into your mic, Shelly.
Oh, I can now.
Yes. So, yeah, that's too bad. Oh, well. Another time. Maybe for Burning Man or something.
Right, not going to that.
Okay, well, that's okay. Another time.
The skitty and hot weather doesn't really mix that well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You melt?
Maybe when we go into the woods again and freeze our asses off.
Probably not. I do that enough here. That'll
okay. Don't come. Fine. We don't care.
Then I won't.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Remember, she's talking, she's from Minnesota. She
Minnesota.
Knows cold.
She already knows cold. Yes, she doesn't want any more coal.
Seen Fargo?
That's Minnesota, near Minnesota? Fargo, is that in Minnesota? I don't know.
I believe so. Or is that North? Oh, it's
I haven't actually seen Fargo for some ridiculous reason.
You should see it.
That's what everybody
keeps saying.
It's weird and funny.
It's part of the Midwest. It's all the same. It doesn't matter which state it actually is. It's
all the same. It's just one big plain.
Especially in winter.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Holy Dio.
Holy Dio.
Your MP3 sucks.
Your MP3 sucks. It froze my Winamp.
I don't get that. I ripped that myself and everything. You know, it worked for me.
Weird. Broadcasting is a little different. It has to interpret it differently or something.
It didn't stream right and froze.
I'll try 128 kilobit next week or something.
What was it at?
160.
Okay, well that's
my standard. Use 160. Sounds a lot better.
Yeah, 160 standard. I don't know what it is. Maybe you can explain.
128 standard, but 160 has a lot more high end. I've noticed.
I encode everything at 160.
What encoder did you use?
Yeah, 160 is a lot better. I use Audio Catalyst.
Okay, try encoding it with LAME next time.
It's free
and it's
good.
Best. Like LAME, there's a comparison. If you go to the LAME site, lame.org, I think is actually the site. I can't remember for sure.
Really? Okay.
But anyways, go to the LAME site. And check out the benchmarks they did with Golden Ears, people who really are psycho about the quality of their music. And LAME comes out on top now. It's the best encoder.
Okay, cool. I mean, I remember Audio Catalyst was a couple years back, but it always worked for me, so I just stuck with it.
Oh, time to update.
Well, I got three things here. And the first thing, for anyone who's ever played the game Subspace, I made a cult squadron. Basically, what you can do in the game is, you know, you go play online, play people and whatnot. And for those who played it, you know exactly what I mean. Those who haven't, it's free. You can get it at download.com. Just search in Subspace, one word.
Oh, excellent.
It's a really cool game. And basically, there's a lot of squadrons and stuff in the game, basically. And basically, they have squadrons that... They have squadron wars and whatnot, so I figure, why don't we get a bunch of cult people playing and have a cult squadron?
Excellent.
And if you get the game, what I'm going to do about the names is just put, instead of using your clan name because that gets too complicated, just do cult _ and then your nickname or whatever, you know,
okay.
So we can find out who's in our squadron by looking at the names without having to view the squadrons because it takes too long.
I'm sure you can talk to each other, and it really doesn't matter which clan you're in anyway.
Yeah, when you're playing the game and whatnot anyway.
It's all one big team when it comes right down to it.
All we need to know is who's on our squadron, really. And, you know, if you... And also, message me for the info on joining the squadron. If you know it, the squad name's Cult, all capitals, and Uber Lee is the password. You can just get it from me.
Okay.
And I got all the cover for the CD is all done. So the cover for CD 1's done.
Excellent, yes. I saw it. Very good.
APOC took that and edited it and came up with a cover that was good, too. So that's CD 2 already done right there, too.
Excellent.
Got some liner notes I'm working on.
Yep.
My printer sucks. It can't print out 10-point font. So I have to do something about that.
Okay.
I might make 11 or try 12 or 11.
Printer can't do 10-point font?
I don't know what's wrong with it.
That's
I don't know if
very
it's
strange.
Sadly or what. So play with it.
Very strange.
But yeah, so I'm still working on some liner notes.
So I didn't get any quotes from anyone because, well, they all stormed off. they all ran away. So I'll get that next week or something.
Okay, cool.
Item 3.
Yeah, the other thing is I've been working on a cult review site. Right now I really need a name for it. I'm calling it Cult Media Review, but eventually if someone gets a better name, I'm up for it.
And this is stuff that people make, or...?
No, you can basically, what it is, I'm trying to get people involved in this, is you can review anything.
Oh,
I have,
movies.
You know, layouts for doing that on the site. You know, I just ask people who review stuff to say what they like so people can say, you know, well, I'm not into the killing game, so maybe I wouldn't like this video game much, or, you know, whatever.
Oh, I see. Movies, books, CDs.
Anything media right now. What I'm hoping to do with it is start reviewing, you know, like the newest... Like Pentium 4 chip, whatever, or you know stuff like that too. Add everything in there, not just like the media stuff.
From a cult point of view.
Well, obviously, yes. And you should like mention your clan, everything, because you know, as I talking to Sari about it, he's like, well, you know, anything I do will have a certain Ronin point of view.
Well, that would work very well in video games that are nice and violent.
Oh yeah, I asked him to review me Soldier of Fortune.
Oh, excellent. Yes, the one that's...
You, like, blast people's heads off with the shotguns and shit.
Perfect. Yes, that would be pretty interesting, actually.
And the site for that, it's up right now, and I've been working my ass off doing reviews and shit. It's been... I try to get all the info in mind, so it takes a lot longer.
So is it up?
The address is holydio.thecult.com right now, or holydio.clanprofit.com.
Okay, excellent.
Sorry.
Excellent.
Get up.
You can put that in the IRC.
Everybody can ping me in the IRC. Yeah.
Okay, that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, say what the hell?
What the hell?
Okay. I want people... I'm going to get rid of all commercial music on the radio station very soon. Yes. And I want to put on, just for legality reasons, and it's also to promote bands that don't get promotion. And I'm going to ask really cool bands that are commercial or better known if I can play them. I don't know exactly how that works.
The bands that any commercial band that's got large record companies promoting them,
yeah,
can't give you permission.
Like
they don't own
can't.
Anything anymore.
Yeah.
Work for hire, baby.
Yeah, I mean, if you're under SoCan, then you're under SoCan, and even if they say, yeah, you can play us, SoCan will go, no, you can't play them, I'm sure.
I don't know if that washes with SoCan. SoCan's a weird case because
yeah.
we're not for profit, so I'm not
yeah.
sure if they'd chase us down.
I'm not sure. It's just for legality reasons, and more for the storage of MP3s, actually.
Mm.
Get permissions to store the MP3s on my server so I can park it somewhere because it's illegal to have commercial MP3s, right? So I'm just trying to get that straightened out. So if you know any bands that would fit in the format, industrial, hard electronica, stuff like that, you know, stuff that matches up with the things that we play right now. Commercial music equals any signed band, which is probably right. I mean, you're under their label. You're covered by their blanket rules.
I don't know, because stuff on mp3.com can still be classified as commercial music. It's just we're less likely to be anally raped because we play it.
That's right. It's more for the storage of the MP3s. That's what I'm going after. So if the band can give me permission to store the MP3s, then everything's very cool. So if you know any bands that actually work, The Goat Next Door, well, if that fits in the format and it's really cool and not boring as hell, then I'll put it on the station rotation, and I'll eventually get off all the illegal ones. Yep, we'll take another caller. If somebody phoned.
Please, nobody loves us.
Nobody loves us. We got just enough time for one more call.
Look, there's like 18 people in the IRC.
Oh, there's tons. It's like 50 people in the IRC.
That's like half normal. What's going on?
Need more punk. Yeah, the problem with putting certain genres of music and mixing them together, it's like everyone hates that one. Put rap on, then everyone will leave except for people who like rap. You put punk on, everyone will leave except for the people who like punk. So if you put rap and punk, nobody will listen. So you have to stick to one genre. And industrial music is pretty much, I can listen to it all day long, and it's not too bad. It's what the one thing, or harder music.
The other nice thing about wow, my night's done.
You're done. Anyway, there's another call.
Temporarily lost control of the English.
Hi, this is Prophet Crazy Fuck here.
Hey, Crazy Fuck.
That's right. I just thought I phoned because you guys seemed like you needed another caller.
Yes, we do. We asked for
yes,
one, and you came through. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So, what are you to call about? Nothing?
Nothing really. Actually, if Sean was still there, I was going to, you know, tell my own horror story on Thursday night. Yep,
you do. You what? Turn down your radio. I think it's confusing you.
I was going to tell my own little story Thursday night.
Okay. What's your story? What happened to you on Thursday?
Well, naturally, we got that big pile of snow on Thursday.
Oh, okay. You live around here. That's right.
Yeah, I'm actually in White Rock.
Right. Are you coming to the New Year's?
I mean, forced to work.
Forced to work. Well, somebody has to work.
Yeah, well. But, I work down at the beach, and I park right in the middle of one of the big hills in White Rock.
Oh, my God, yes. White Rock and the hills.
and... So I go up, no problem, and I move my car out so I could wipe off the snow on the other side of my car.
Is that you?
And this...
On your microphone. No. Okay, go ahead.
And this Asian woman comes sliding down the hill in an SUV and stops exactly where my car was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, my plan last time was if it snowed... At night, to take a video camera out and start filming people going down big hills, especially in White Rock, the big hills, because the police haven't come out yet and blocked the roads off, so, you know, there's people stupid enough. Oh, it's just a light snow slide. Crash, slide.
No kidding.
Snow around here isn't snow like you get in Calgary or Edmonton either.
This is wet.
This is
snow.
Wet, slippery snow. It's like nature's Teflon, baby. It's the best stuff in the world. I actually have a story. I crashed my car on the big snowy day on Thursday. I was I have a Honda Civic SI. And yes, I know. Yeah. And it has bald tires on it. Now normally those bald tires are there for a reason. Those bald tires get kick-ass traction when it's dry. And my car corner's real nice. But when it's wet, it's not so good. And when it's snowy, I'm fucked. What happened to me, I'm in first gear. I'm doing maybe 20 kilometers an hour, and I think it's time to get into second gear. So I put in the clutch, put in second gear, put a little bit of gas on, let off the clutch, and that's fucking it. My front end decides to fuck off into no man's land. I do one full spin and a half and smack my rear wheel into the curb, thereby bending my trailing arm and bending my spindle.
At least you didn't hit another car.
Guess what I got for Christmas?
A big whopping bill.
Yeah, big fat whopping bill. Yeah, it turns out to be just about $700 for repairs on my car.
Ooh.
New rim, new trailing arm.
No presents for anyone.
And then I drove home, so new bearings.
So, yeah, I actually, this lady got out of the SUV, right, and asked me to drive it back up.
She asked you to drive it back up the hill?
Yeah. I've actually never driven in snow before.
Okay, well, apparently she hadn't either.
And I just said, oh, sure, why not?
Well, why not? It's her vehicle. What liability do people
exactly.
have?
It's
none, right?
Better to drive for the first time in somebody else's vehicle and crash it than crash your own, right?
I don't think people have liability if they drive somebody else's vehicle, do they?
Not if she asks you to drive it.
Not if she asks you to drive it. As long as you don't hit somebody else, probably. If you like.
You know, I got up the hill, no problem. She was all like, oh, thank you. And it's like, I'm sure that was fun.
Can I drive it back down again?
So now you have to walk your ass through the snow back to where your car was again. That doesn't sound like a very good deal. Did she spot you any cash?
No, she didn't, but it actually wasn't that far. It wasn't a big hill. Which is just even funnier that she wasn't able to do it in this big-ass SUV.
Was it a 4x4?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's the ones you see in the ditch. People think, oh, I got an SUV 4x4. Well, they don't set it in 4x4, first of all. and they're super brave, so you see them going off the road. Those are the first ones to go. And the people in the sports cars.
Yeah.
Always. Mustangs in the ditch.
I was praising my front-wheel drive all-weather tires, let me tell you.
No doubt. Yes, excellent. Okay, say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell.
And we'll wrap it up here. Oh, yeah, those are the ones in the ditch, are the sports cars. I laugh and laugh.
What, are you making fun of me?
Sport? No, I mean like penis cars.
Yeah, well.
Extension of their ego.
Well, my car's small, but it's an Oriental penis car, so that's okay.
Ooh, dangerous territory.
I'm trying to skirt the edge here.
Yes.
Were you trying to make up for the fact that Dak left?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yes.
I've been possessed by his spirit. He's asleep on the bus channeling through me. Kill them all. Wait, what's going on? Oh, headache. And I totally agree on that whole 4x4 thing. I got a 4x4 truck, too. And, you know, I take the 4x4 truck out and accelerates great in the snow.
Yeah.
Still doesn't stop, though.
Yeah.
And it certainly doesn't turn.
All the treads are packed with snow now. And
well,
so it's like...
Yeah, and it didn't turn that great in the first place, you know? It's like, you know, as tall as I am. If you turn a corner, the wheels kind of turn. You can floor it and it'll turn so it's pointing the direction you want. But it doesn't go that way. It just keeps going the way it was before.
It's like a gyroscope, right?
Totally like a gyroscope. And then, to make matters worse, even
you can turn the wheel and it'll turn, but you're still going the same direction.
It's marginally better at stopping and turning, actually, than other cars in the snow, which is the problem. It's marginally better than the other cars.
Soltrans says, if
you're behind you, going quicker than you are.
Oh, my God. Not good.
Not good.
I fear the person behind me in the snow. Like, maybe I can stop, but they won't know. If you read the SUV's manual, they say, do not take off-road. Sports utility vehicle. Okay, we're going to read out the names in the IRC. Do you want to do it?
God, no. Why do we still do this?
Oh, I don't know. Tradition?
Automate this process.
Yes.
My name is Stephen Hawkings. I'll be reading the IRC listing today.
Thank you, Stephen Hawkings. Mr. Echo, Super Mecha Smokey, Shovel, Alien Shore, Black Talon, Soul Raper, Pseudo, Pele, Oracle, Erase6969, Evil Bob, LinkRX, Josh K, Babs, Holy Dio, Tenji, Templar Knights, Cyber, Samurai, Soul Trance, Girl on the Left. Why didn't she come again? She was in the IRC the whole time. It's the snow. Prevented her from coming. All that snow.
Mom doesn't let her drive, I guess.
Yeah. There was snow 2 days ago. Uh-huh. Raskolnikov,
12-O-T-O-L-T. Oh, no, no. Moving Shadow, Infaloop, Romulus, Skitty, Terrell, bunch of symbols, another bunch of symbols. Pandora, Romeo Jr., Staraway, Holy Dio, Y2Karma, Quoth, Rabbit Wombat, Ronin Fraud, that's a good name, Sneezing Starfish, Unholy Dio, Drizzt, Buck X, Penis Cheeto, a bunch of symbols, and another bunch of symbols. And Skaggy Bod has just joined, and a bunch of people changed their name, but it's too late. Too late. And that's it. We'll go around the room. What's left of the room?
I can't even work up the energy for vomit noises.
Oh, no. Projectile vomit, man.
Hi, this is Enki. Hey, where'd everybody go? Go.
Is there an echo in here?
In here? In here. And this is Sumerian, and tune in, if you can. You probably won't, to our Christmas show next week, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I'll be here. And whoever else shows up. I don't know if Sean's going to show up ever again. You just pushed him too far. Over the edge. He's out killing people in the streets.
Again.
Again. And all you cranky IRC people are to blame.
Last time, to give him credit where credit's due.
Yes.
Last time, he was being paid to do it by the Brazilian government.
Yeah, he got $50 a head.
But this is Canada
pro bono.
Now, as good friends of his, we have to help him hide the bodies. And I tell you, I'm getting sick of it.
I can't fucking live in his... and he's always on me. Derek, can I borrow the tarp and the truck? The tarp and the truck. Every fucking weekend.
And he doesn't wash it out after, right?
And then he's got, like, he leaves something, like a fucking feather boa, or some fucking pimp boots. And I'm always on him.
These are traceable.
It's fucking a buck to use the pressure washer. Do you think you could just once clean my shit? I know the truck's red. Do you think I care? That shit dries.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
And for the next show after that, for the New Year show, anybody wants to come, ICQ 51558 or info@rantradio.com, and I'll set you up.
Are you going to move into the big room?
The people that are coming will be in the big room. They can watch it on the closed circuit television.
20-second delay.
With a 20-second, they can listen to it 20-second delay, unless I string out audio to there, which is a possibility. And they can watch it on the big television, which is good.
Woo-hoo!
Which is totally
big.
Bonus. Big TV, closed circuit television, provided by Sumerian and Enki.
And I guess you're going to have to sign a disclaimer warning. Sitting close to the closed circuit television may cause motion sickness.
Yes.
We're not liable for your hospital bills. Please do not play Quake on the large television.
Yes, you will get sick. So, 6 days, 21 hours. Tune in next time. The internet is now under martial law.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.